dost spasenia. Obnovil svetý umení. Zachváľuj srdcem prepuným. Zachváľuj srdcem prepuným. Zachváľuj Otcu svetome. Zachváľuj Jeroniedao Isusa, Syna svoj. Zachváľuj srdce prepuje. Zachváľuj Otcu svetome. Zachváľuj Jeroniedao smo se okupili tu da čujemo riječ Božju i ajmo zapjevat pjesmu Sveta riječ.
Sveta riječ čuva nas, da
Srca sam, o
Što želim ja i poslije toga ću zamoliti brata Matu da zamoli za blagoslov nad ovom službom.
Sve što želim ja Thank you. dajem ti sad i dušu doma. Samo za tebe živim ja, svaki korak moj, života moj. Neka slijedi put tvoj, srce dajem ti sad i dušu do dna. Samo za tebe živim ja, svaki korak moj, života moj. Neka slijedi put.
Zamolimo vas da ustanemo.
Dragi naš, dragocjeni sveti nebeski Oče, Gospode Isuse Hriste, ti si jedini Bog i nema drugog osim tebe, Gospode, i došli smo ovdje da te proslavimo, Oče, u duhu istini, Gospode. Hvala ti, Gospode, za ljude koji su došli ovdje iz raznih krajeva, Gospode, i hvala ti što si sačuvao na putu. I Gospode, došli smo ovdje da se sretnemo s tobom. Došli smo ovdje da čujemo od tebe, Gospode, i da ta riječ koju budemo čuli bude duboko utkana u naša srca, Gospode, da bi mi tu riječ, Gospode, zaista manifestirali u ovom tijelu u kojem smo nastanjeni. Neka bi tvoja riječ bila sve ono što nam je potrebno, Oče. Neka bi se podložili pod nju, Oče. Neka bi ona bila sve ono što nam je potrebno, Oče. Blagoslovi svaku dušu, Oče, da otvori svoje srce potpuno, Oče, da ništa ne bude skriveno od tebe, jer tebi ništa nije skriveno, Oče. Da primimo tebe u punini, Oče, da se spremimo za odlazak kući, Oče. Znamo da je vrijeme blizu, Gospode, neka bi se ozbiljili zaista, neka bi prionili još više u tvoju riječ, neka bi hranili sebe, Gospode, tom manom koja je došla danas na kraju vremena, tom otkrivenom riječu, tom svjetlom, Gospode, koje je objasnjalo naše duše, Oče. Hvala ti za to svjetlo, Gospode, koje je zasjelo u ovoj tami, Oče. Tako smo ti zahvalni za poruku, Oče, i molim se, Gospode, da zaista ova služba koja će biti danas bude, Gospode, na izgradnju tvoga tijela, Gospode. Ti znaš svaku potrebu svoga tijela, svaku dušu i što joj je potrebno, Oče, progovori svakoj duši i daj ono što je potrebno toj duši, Oče. Hvala ti, Gospode, što si prisutan ovdje, jer da tebe nema, uzalud bilo naše okupljanje. Ali mi znamo da si ti tu, Oče, mi te ne vidimo ovim očima, Oče, ali mi znamo po tvojoj riječi da si prisutan ovdje. I molim se, Gospode, da se proslaviš kroz ovu službu, da sve bude na tvoju slavu, Gospode, i na blagoslov svima onima koji su ovdje, Oče. U Isusu ime ti zahvaljujem, molim. Amen.
Ja imam Tvorca.
Amen.
Amen.
Ja imam Tvorca. On stvori me. Prije no što svijet posta, moj život znao je. On pozna ime mi, on zna moje misli, on vidi suze sve i čuje vapaj moj. Ja imam Oca, svojim zove me. On pozna ime mi, On zna moje misli, On vidi suze sve.
Još posljednja pjesma U ponoć kad se nađeš ti. Amen. Blagosiljam ime Tvoje, čas dajem Ti i slavim te, jer ti si put, pravda, život, blagosiljam ime Tvoje. Još jednom bez muzike. Blagosiljam ime Tvoje.
Tvoje, čas dajem Ti i slavim Te, jer Ti si put, pravda, život,
God bless you all. You may take your seats for a moment.
Bog vas blagoslovio sve. Možete sesti na trenutak.
For me, I want to thank God that He made a way for me and my wife to be here again tonight.
Što se mene tiče, želim zahvaliti Bogu što je Bog otvorio put za mene i ženu da budemo ponovo večeras ovde.
And I've still got fond memories of the last time I was here in 2015.
Sigurno imam još uvek divna sećanja na period kad sam bio tu 2015.
Amen. And it's wonderful to see all of you again.
I predivno vas je sve ponovo videti.
I bring greetings from the church back home.
Donosim mi pozdrave od lokalne crkve kod kuće.
And we just want to say may God bless you all.
I želimo samo reći neka vas Bog sve blagoslovi.
And maybe I can just wave. Is my wife at the back there?
Mogu i samo da vidim da mi žena mahne tamo pozadi. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, when you travel with your wife, it's easier.
Znate, kad putujete sa suprugom, malo je lakše.
Amen. She helps to relieve some of the stress.
Ona pomaže malo da se oslobodite od nekog pritiska.
Amen. So I'm thankful that the Lord made a way for her to come with me.
Tako sretan sam što je Bog i njoj omogućio da dođe sa mnom.
Amen.
Amen.
And we really appreciate the Lord.
I stvarno cenimo to što je omogućio Gospod.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe if I can just show a few photos of my family.
Samo ako možemo videti nekoliko fotografija svoje porodice.
I'm sure most of you can remember how they look.
Siguran sam da se većina vas možete setiti kako su izgledali.
Amen, and we were talking to a sister this afternoon.
I mi smo razgovarali sa jednom sestrom popodne.
And she showed me some photos of 2015.
I ona mi je pokazala neke fotografije iz 2015.
And I said, "Ma, I got old in this last few years."
I rekao sam, Bože moj, kako sam ostario za ovih par nekoliko godina.
Amen.
Amen.
So time doesn't stand still. Time doesn't stand still.
Tako vreme ne miruje.
Amen.
Amen.
That is me and my lovely precious wife.
To sam ja i moja draga supruga.
Amen. You know, when God gives you a wife, He gives you a very good gift.
Znate, kada vam Bog da suprugu, On vam daje jako dobar dar.
And we should appreciate what God has given us.
I mi treba da cenimo ono što Bog nama daruje.
This is at a youth day at the church.
Ovo je jubilarni dan u crkvi.
Amen.
Ili omladinski dan.
That is our little assembly there where we are from.
Ovo je naša mala skupština odakle potičemo.
And you know what? God's people is the best people.
I znate da je Božji narod u stvari najbolji narod.
Amen. When you look at them, you just see and you appreciate them.
Kada ih samo pogledate, prosto ih nekako cenite.
And you can go anywhere in the world, they are all the same.
I gde god da odete, po celom svetu, svugde je to isto.
That is why we know this is a gospel from heaven.
I zbog toga znamo da je ovo evanđelje sa neba.
There's no head office.
Nemamo neku kancelariju koja je glavna.
There's not a group of men that you can ask what to do next and what should I do, what should I not do.
I ne postoji neka grupa ljudi koju možete ili trebate pitati šta treba da radim ili šta ne treba da radim.
But by the Holy Spirit.
Već to ide preko Svetog Duha.
He leads the church.
On je taj koji vodi crkvu.
And where you go, you find the same gospel being preached.
I gde god idete, vidite da je to isto evanđelje koje se propoveda.
And if you look at the denominations.
I ako samo osmotrite denominacije.
They try their best to control whatever they believe across the world.
Oni daju sve od sebe da bi kontrolirali ono što oni veruju po celom svetu.
But the message is different.
Ali sa porukom je drugačije.
It's not controlled by men.
Ona nije pod kontrolom nekog čovjeka.
It's controlled by God himself.
Već sam Bog nju kontroliše, upravlja.
Therefore we're not scared.
Tako da nismo uplašeni.
We're not worried.
I ne brinemo.
God will make sure that there will be a bride.
Zato što će se Bog postarati da
Amen.
Bude neveste. Amen.
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 Next slide.
Molim, sljedeći slide.
That is our building.
Ovo je zgrada.
That God has given us.
Koju je Bog nama dao.
The white tent on the side.
A taj beli šator sa strane.
That's where the church started.
Tu je počela crkva u stvari.
You know, every church must start somewhere.
Znate, crkva mora negdje da počne.
Actually, in fact, the church started in our lounge.
U stvari, crkva je počela u našoj dnevnoj sobi.
And then God's grace came and he added some people.
A onda je Božja milost dodala još ljudi.
And then we put up the white tent.
A onda smo podigli taj beli šator.
And then from the tent God blessed us and we built a building.
A onda od tog šatora Bog je blagoslovio pa smo napravili zgradu.
Amen.
Amen.
So God has got a purpose for us being here.
Tako da Bog ima svrhu za nas što smo ovdje.
Amen. I remember when we were in the tent.
Sjećam se još kad smo bili u šatoru.
You know, a tent is a nice place to have services in.
Znate da je šator veoma dobro mjesto za službe.
Where we come from, when we do outreach, we use a lot of tents.
Jer kada mi idemo da širimo evanđelje, mi često koristimo šatore.
So you put a tent somewhere where people stay.
Tako da vi postavite negdje šator gdje ljudi se skupe.
Then you put big speakers on the outside.
A onda napolju postavite velike zvučnike.
So when the preacher preach inside.
Tako da kada propovednik propovede iznutra.
The first night there's maybe five.
Prvo večer dođe samo petoro ljudi.
But there's at least 500 people hearing you on the outside.
Ali najmanje 500 ljudi čuje to još s polja, izvan.
Even if they don't want to hear you, they have to listen.
Čak ako i ne žele da vas slušaju, ipak su prinuđeni da vas slušaju.
And so that is the way we do it in Africa.
I tako je to kako mi to radimo u Africi.
I'm not sure if it will work in Europe, but that's the way we do it.
Ne znam da li to je tako i u Evropi, ali to je kako mi radimo.
And then people come to hear some more.
Tako da onda ljudi dolaze da čuju još šta imamo reći.
Some come to complain about the noise.
Neki dolaze da se žale što je jako bučno.
But in all God catches his own people.
Ali u svemu tome Bog ipak pohvata svoje ljude.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we were in the tent,
dakle kad smo bili u šatoru,
you know, people has got their own set ideas.
Ljudi imaju svoj vlastiti sistem ideja, misli.
So we enjoyed the tent so much.
Tako da smo mi jako uživali u tome da imamo šator.
And then I said to the church, I think it's time that we build a church.
Onda sam rekao crkvi, pa eto mislim da je vrijeme da napravimo jednu zgradu.
And guess what's the first words that they said to me?
I šta mislite, šta je prvo što su mi rekli?
They said, brother Hannes.
Rekli su, pa brate Hannes.
Why do you want to build a church? The Lord is coming.
Šta će ti crkva? Pa dolazi Gospod.
Amen.
Amen.
We're not going to waste time and money. We're just waiting for the Lord to come.
Nećemo da gubimo vrijeme i novac, samo ćemo čekati dolazak Gospodnji.
I said, you know, if we build busy building a church.
Rekao sam, znate, ako budemo zauzeti u izgradnji crkve.
And the Lord's coming, you are busy with the Lord's work.
A Gospod dođe, vi ste onda zauzeti u Gospodnjem poslu.
Amen.
Amen.
So I shared the vision with them.
Tako da sam podelio svoju viziju s njima.
And we started the project.
I počeli smo taj projekat.
And now it's been 4 or 5 years already that we've dedicated the church.
A sada ima već 4-5 godina kako smo i posvetili crkvu.
And when I asked them now, let's go back to the tent.
I sada kad bi im rekao, ajde da se vratimo nazad u šator.
They say no, never.
Oni kažu ne, nipošto.
So it's about a vision.
Da, sve u vezi vizije.
It's about doing something for the kingdom of God.
Sve se svodi na to da uradite nešto za Božje kraljevstvo.
Amen.
Amen.
Next photo, please. That is my family, my grandchildren.
Ovo je moja porodica, ovo su moji unuci.
Amen. Amen. The two granddaughters.
Dve unuke.
And then the young one is my grandson.
A ovaj najmanji je moj unuk.
He is now four months.
Sad on ima 4 mjeseca.
Amen. My granddaughter 4 years.
A unuka je 4 godine.
And 3 years.
I 3 godine.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's wonderful to have grandchildren.
Znate da je predivno da imate unuke.
It's different than your own children.
To je drugačije nego kad imate svoju decu.
The nice thing is you can just love them and embrace them.
Lepo u tome što možete ih samo ljubiti, grliti.
And then you give them back to their parents.
A onda ih vratite roditeljima.
Amen.
Amen.
And you just enjoy them.
A vi samo uživate u njima, ništa više.
Amen. So it's Amen. A wonderful, wonderful blessing.
Tako da je to jedan predivan blagoslov.
Amen.
Amen.
And then the garden you see there.
A vidite baštu nazad.
My wife is a very, very good gardener.
Moja žena je jako dobra baštovanka.
She loves to work in the garden, plant trees, plant flowers.
Ona uživa da radi u bašti, sadi drva, sadi cveće.
So she has created therefore as like a little place where we can have peace.
Tako da je ona stvorila jedno malo mestašce gdje mi možemo naći mir.
When you walk there, it's like you know, it just brings a calmness, the creation of God around you.
Znate, kada prolazite tuda, sve to donosi na vas jedno smirenje, jer osjećate Božju tvorevinu oko sebe.
And our house is right next to the church.
A naša kuća je odmah do crkve.
So when we're walking down the street here,
tako kada smo hodali ovdje ulicom,
Sister Ilza said, "It's so nice walking to church all this way."
Sestra je rekla, tako je lepo hodati do crkve ovuda.
Because we just walk from our house to the church, it's about 100 meters.
Da, tako da u stvari hod od naše kuće do crkve je nekih 100 metara.
Amen.
Amen.
Next photo, bro. That is now my whole family.
Ovo je cijela moja porodica, obitelj.
Grandchildren and children.
Unuci i deca.
And you remember brother Peter?
I sjećate se brata Peter?
The one with the accident.
Onaj koji imao tu nesreću.
Yeah, so he's doing much better already.
On je sada mnogo bolje.
And we thank God for his grace.
I zahvaljujemo Bogu za milost.
Amen.
Amen.
Another talent my wife has, she can paint.
Drugi talent koji ima moja žena je može da slika, crta lepo.
The painting there has been painted by her.
Vidite, te slike koje imamo tu, to je sve ona naslikala.
Amen. So we appreciate the Lord.
Tako da nam je drago zbog Gospoda.
Amen. I think that's the last slide. Yes.
Mislim da je ovo posljednji slajd, da?
That's just a short introduction for those maybe that can't remember me, my family and how we fit together.
Ovo je jedna kratko predstavljanje mene i moje porodice, možda vi koji se ne sjećate od ranije, pa eto, to je ukratko.
Amen.
Amen.
And we really appreciate the Lord.
Stvarno volimo Gospoda.
You know, we've got many, many things to be thankful for.
Znate, ima jako puno stvari zbog koje bi ljudi trebali biti zahvalni.
We are the people that should be thankful for everything that we have.
Jer mi smo ljudi koji bi trebali biti zahvalni za sve što imamo.
Amen. God has been good to his bride.
Jer Bog je veoma dobar prema svojoj nevesti.
And we believe that, you know, we've got wonderful things that God has given us.
I mi vjerujemo da imamo predivne stvari koje Bog nama daruje.
We've got a family.
Imamo porodicu.
A family of God.
Jednu Božju porodicu.
And all the wonderful blessings that he has got for us.
I sve te predivne blagoslove koje Bog ima za nas.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm also thankful to see our brother Milko again here today.
Ponovo sam zahvalan što je i brat Milko ponovo sa nama danas.
I was not aware that he was coming, but when I heard last night I was very thankful.
Nisam bio svestan toga da i on dolazi, ali kad sam sinoć čuo, bio sam stvarno zahvalan.
You know, he's become a good friend of ours.
Jer on je nama postao veoma dobar prijatelj.
And we appreciate him for what he has done for us.
I veoma cenimo za sve što on je učinio za nas.
And the other brothers here, God Amen. Bless you all.
I vas, braću ostale koji ste ovdje, sve vas Bog blagoslovio.
I can't remember all the names, but I can remember all the faces.
Ne mogu se sjetiti svih imena, ali lica se svakako mogu sjetiti.
Amen.
Amen.
And we appreciate the Lord.
Tako da nam je drago zbog Gospoda.
Amen. Can we stand upon our feet
Možemo
tonight?
Možemo li ustati večeras na noge?
And turn in our Bibles.
I otvoriti svoje Biblije.
To 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1.
Druga, to je prva Petrova, četvrta glava, idemo od početka, prvi stih.
Amen. Croatia is a beautiful country.
Hrvatska je stvarno prelepa zemlja.
Amen, we don't know what to expect.
Ne znamo šta, nismo znali šta da očekujemo ovdje.
And it's my wife's first trip overseas to this side.
A ovo je prvi put da je moja žena putovala preko okeana na ovu stranu.
And must say she's very impressed.
I moram reći da je jako ima lepe utiske.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1.
Znači prva Petrova četvrta glava, idemo od prvog stiha.
And I want to just take a little a few going from tonight and tomorrow as the Lord would lead us.
I želim ići korak po korak od večeras pa kroz večeri kako će nas Gospod voditi.
To talk about the mind of God towards us.
Želim da govorim o Božijem umu ili o Božijim mislima prema nama i u odnosu na nas.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter 4 verse 1.
Prva Petrova 4:1.
For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that have suffered in the flesh have ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God.
Pošto je dakle Hristos stradao u telu, i vi se naoružajte tom istom mišlju, jer kao kako je stradao u telu, prestao je da greši, pa ostatak svog zemaljskog života više ne živi po ljudskim požudama, nego po Božjoj volji.
Amen, let's pray.
Pomolimo se.
Lord, we thank you tonight.
Gospode, večeras smo ti zahvalni.
That we could gather in this building, O Father.
Što se možemo skupiti u ovoj zgradi.
And Lord Jesus, we are thankful that we have found grace in your sight.
I Gospode Isuse, tako smo zahvalni što smo u tvojim očima našli milost.
That you have given us your wonderful word.
Što si nam dao svoju predivnu reč.
And that we can gather tonight under your mighty name.
I da se možemo skupiti večeras pod tvojim silnim imenom.
Because you said, Lord, where two or three are gathered in your name.
Jer ti si rekao, gdje god se dvoje ili troje
skupi
u tvoje
ime. There you'll be now, O Father.
Da ćeš ti biti među nama, Oče.
So tonight Amen. We, O Father God, want to just ask that you will take a hold of this meeting.
Tako večeras, Bože Oče, želimo da te zamolimo da preuzmeš kontrolu nad ovim skupom.
That, O Father God, you'll take hold of the speaker.
Da ti, Oče, uzmeš kontrolu nad govornikom.
That you'll take a hold of the listener.
Da uzmeš kontrolu i nad slušaocima.
And that your Holy Spirit, O God, will speak to every heart here tonight.
I da tvoj Sveti Duh ovdje govori svačim srcu večeras.
Lord, you know our needs tonight.
Gospode, ti znaš naše potrebe večeras.
And Father, we want to yield ourselves completely unto thy hands.
I mi želimo to predati potpuno u tvoje ruke.
We thank thee for thy mighty grace in every life.
Zahvalni smo ti za tvoju silnu milost u svačijem životu.
And we pray that the word will have a mighty effect in our lives, O God.
I molimo se da reč ima silni uticaj u našim životima, Gospode.
May you bless us now with your presence, Lord.
Molimo se da nas blagosloviš sa svojom prisutnošću, Gospode.
As we commit the meeting to thy precious hands.
Pošto predajemo ovaj skup u tvoje drage ruke.
In Jesus Christ's name.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may take your seats.
Možete sada sesti.
So if we consider ourselves, what is God's mind towards us?
Dakle, ako gledamo na sebe, šta je onda to što Bog ima u svom umu za nas?
You know, and what is our responsibilities?
I kakve su naše obaveze?
God comes, he saves us.
Bog je došao i spaso nas.
And he puts us under his mighty word.
I postavio nas je pod svoju silnu reč.
And there's some guidelines.
I postoje određeni vodilje.
And he comes, he blesses us.
I on dolazi da nas blagoslovi i blagosilje nas.
But you know, God's mind can never change about his people.
Ali znate, Bog nikada ne može promijeniti svoje misli što se tiče njegovih ljudi.
When he says something about the word, about the bride, he stays with that.
Kada on kaže nešto u reči o nevesti, onda se on drži toga.
He never changes his testimony about his people.
On nikad ne mijenja svoje svjedočanstvo što se tiče njegovih ljudi.
And that is the beauty and the character of God.
I to je ta lepota Božijeg karaktera.
Many times, you know, we've got a testimony about something or somebody.
Često mi imamo neko svjedočanstvo o nečemu ili nekome.
And then that person disappoints us.
A onda nas ta osoba razočara.
What happens then?
Pa šta se onda desi?
Our testimony changes.
Menja se i naše svjedočanstvo.
Now you say, no, I thought he was a believer, but now I don't know he's not a believer.
Vi kažete, a pa mislio sam da je bio vjernik, ali sad kako vidim i nije neki
vjernik. Oh, you know, he disappointed me, he hurt me badly.
Oh, jako me razočarao i povredio me veoma.
And then we change our testimony with what has happened in that situation.
I onda mi mijenjamo naše svjedočanstvo šta se desilo u toj situaciji.
But blessed be the name of the Lord, he does not do that.
Ali blagoslovljeno ime Gospodnje, on to ne radi.
Because here we have John the Baptist.
Jel ovdje mi imamo Jovana Krstitelja?
He says, behold, I'm the one crying in the wilderness.
I on kaže, gle, ja sam onaj koji viče iz pustinje.
I am here to introduce the Messiah.
Ja sam ovdje da bi predstavio Mesiju.
The Lamb of God.
Koji je jagnje Božije.
And John is standing, is looking for the Lamb.
A Jovan je stojao i gledao u jagnje.
And then he says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
I onda kaže, gle, Božje jagnje koje odnosi grehe celog sveta.
And he takes Jesus, he baptizes him.
Uzima Isusa i krsti ga.
And he carries on with his ministry.
I nastavlja sa svojom službom.
And then he ends up in jail.
I onda konačno odlazi u zatvor.
And then he starts to doubt.
I onda tamo počinje da sumnjiči.
Is this the one or should we look for another one?
Da li si ti onaj ili treba da čekamo nekog drugog?
Now Jesus is preaching and there's a multitude listening to him.
Dakle, a Isus je propovedao i tamo je bilo mnoštvo koje ga je slušalo.
And here comes John's disciples.
I evo dolaze i Jovanovi učenici.
Now can you imagine?
Možete li to zamisliti?
In the middle of the meeting.
Usred službe.
They said, "Excuse us, excuse us, master."
Oni kažu, gospodaru, gospodaru, oprosti nam.
John
samo.
Has got a question.
Jovan ima jedno pitanje.
He's asking, "Are you the one, or should we look for another one?"
On pita, da li si ti taj ili treba možda nekog drugog
the
da tražimo.
The prophet says he destroys the whole testimony.
A prorok je rekao da je on uništio tako svoje svedočanstvo.
Now in the audience, you get people that says, "Yes, I knew he was not the right one. I'm leaving."
A u slušateljstvu bio je možda neko i rekao, "Ah, znam da to nije bio taj, ostavljam ga."
That says this is the lamb is now is doubting himself.
Jer sad i čovjek koji je rekao da je on to jagnje, sad i on sam sumnja.
Now if the man who introduces him is doubting, I must be man, this is the wrong message.
Dakle, ako čovjek koji je predstavio njega sam sumnjam, ova poruka mora da je pogrešna.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus said to them, wait.
A Isus je rekao, stanite malo.
He never start to say, but don't worry, John is in a backslidden condition.
On nikad nije rekao, nemojte brinuti, Jovan je u povratniku greh.
He just said, wait and see what's happening.
On je rekao, čekajte da vidimo samo šta će
the
da bude.
The blind can hear, see.
Slepi mogu da gledaju.
The deaf can hear.
Gluhi mogu da čuju.
And then he asked the people, who do you think John the Baptist is?
A onda je pitao ljudi, a šta vi mislite ko je bio Jovan Krstitelj?
He says, let me tell you about a man that's born from a woman, there is none like John the Baptist.
Samo da vam kažem da nema čovjeka koji je rođen od žene, a da je kao Jovan Krstitelj.
Amen. It did not affect Jesus. His testimony about John stayed exactly the same.
To uopšte nije uticalo na Isusa. On je zadržao isto svedočanstvo što se tiče Jovana Krstitelja.
Amen. And that's the way we should be. We should have a testimony, and that testimony should never change.
I takvi bi mi trebali da imamo jedno svedočanstvo koje je nepromenljivo.
Therefore, we have to get the mind of God.
Tako da mi moramo uhvatiti Božji um.
To look at things the way God looks at
them. Da gledamo u stvari onako kako Bog njih gleda.
And then we will be of benefit to the body and the bride of Jesus Christ.
I onda ćemo biti na dobrobit telu Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Jeremija 29.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Jeremija 29:11.
Can I take off my jacket?
Of course.
Sure, this is Croatia, it's no problem. Amen. Thank you. Okay. Jeremiah 29:11.
Znači, Jeremija 29:11.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you.
Jer ja znam naume koje imam za vas.
Say of the Lord.
Govori Gospod.
Thoughts of peace.
Naume za mir.
And not of evil.
A ne za nesreću.
To give you an expected end.
Naume da vam donesem budućnost koja se koje se nadate.
Amen.
Amen.
So God says, I know the thoughts that I'm thinking towards you.
Tako da Bog kaže, ja znam misli koje imam now, u odnosu na vas.
This is personal.
Ovo je sad nešto lično.
This is every one of you sitting here. God says, I know the thoughts that I'm thinking towards you.
Tako da Bog to svodi na lično i to on kaže, ja znam, imam svoje misli u odnosu na svakog od vas.
Not towards the group.
On ne uzima to kao jednu grupu.
But to you as an individual.
Već on to čini prema vama kao pojedincu.
He thinks certain thoughts to you.
On ima određene misli što se vas tiče.
And towards you means it's directed to you, it's for you, personally.
A što se vas tiče znači direktno usmerenog na vas, lično vama.
A thoughts of peace.
To su misli mira.
Not of evil.
A ne zla.
God never thinks any thought evil against you.
Bog nikad ne misli nikakvu zlu misao što se tiče vas.
So whenever things go wrong, the first thing the devil comes and tells you, this is evil.
Dakle, kad god nešto krene naopako, đavo vam dođe i kaže vam ovo je nešto zlo.
But we know the footsteps of the righteous are foreordained of God.
Ali mi znamo da su koraci pravednika određeni od Gospoda.
Amen. Anything that happens to you, God has to allow it.
Sve što vam se dešava, Bog najpre to mora dopustiti.
The devil is not in control.
Zato što đavo nema kontrolu.
God is God.
Bog je Bog.
The devil is a created being.
A đavo je samo stvoreno biće.
Amen. And he has to ask God permission before he does anything against you.
I on mora tražiti dozvolu od Boga pre nego što bi bilo uradio šta protiv vas.
And the purpose of God's thoughts is to bring you to an expected end.
A svrha Božjih misli je da vas dovede do kraja kojeg ste vi očekivali.
Therefore, for us as children of God,
dakle, za nas kao Božiju decu,
there is an expected end.
Postoji jedan kraj koji mi očekujemo.
It is not an unexpected end, we have got an expectation.
To nije nešto što mi ne očekujemo, već mi očekujemo određene stvari.
I expect to go in the rapture.
Ja očekujem da budem u uznesenju.
And if I don't go if I die before the rapture,
a ako i umrem pre uznesenja,
I expect a resurrection.
Onda očekujem uskrsnuće.
Because the word of God has given a thought towards me.
Zato što je Božja reč dala određene misli što se mene tiče.
To bring me to an expected end.
Da bi mene dovelo do očekivanog kraja.
Even if they blow up an atomic bomb inside of me.
Čak ako bi bacili atomsku bombu unutar mene.
When God calls my name, those atoms will come back together again.
Kada Bog prozove moje ime, ti atomi će se vratiti ponovo nazad.
Amen. It's an expected end.
Dakle, to je jedan očekivani kraj.
Therefore we have to understand and we have to know what is God expect, what is God thinking of us.
Tako da mi moramo razumeti ili znati šta Bog razmišlja o nama.
Amen. Therefore the Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish.
Biblija kaže tamo gdje nema vizije, propada narod.
Amen. So what are you looking at? What is your vision?
Dakle, u šta vi gledate i kako imate viziju?
Amen. What are you expecting?
Šta vi očekujete?
Amen. So we should know that God is in control.
Tako mi bi trebali da znamo da Bog ima kontrolu nad svim.
Everything that happens around us, God is in control.
Sve što se dešava oko nas, Bog to drži pod kontrolom.
It does not matter how it looks to the natural eyes.
Nije bitno kako to vama deluje u prirodnim očima.
God is still in control.
Bog i dalje ima kontrolu.
He can never, never, never change.
On nikada to ne može promijeniti.
Amen. Numbers 13:33.
Brojevi.
Maybe we should just what happens is the Israelites came and they came to the Jordan.
Šta se desilo kada su došli Jevreji?
And the spies went over into the land.
Bili su poslati špijuni u zemlju.
And the 12 of them came back.
A 12-orica su se vratili nazad.
And 10 had a certain testimony.
A 10 njih je imalo određenu vrstu svedočanstva.
What was their testimony?
Kako su oni imali svedočanstva?
They says we were in our own sight.
U našim vlastitim očima.
Like grasshoppers.
Mi smo bili kao skakavci u odnosu na njih.
Not what God said.
To nije bilo ono što je Bog rekao.
But in our own sight.
Već to je bilo, oni su u svojim vlastitim očima.
We were like grasshoppers.
Bili su skakavci.
Against these giants.
Nasuprot tih velikih divova.
Now that was their failure.
Dakle, tu su izneverili.
They were looking from their own sight.
Oni su gledali iz svoje vlastite perspektive.
And they saw the enemy as this big giant.
I vidjeli su svog neprijatelja kao velike divove.
And they diminished, they destroyed their own testimony.
I oni su tako umanjili i uništili svoje sopstveno svedočanstvo.
Amen. But the other two says, no, we are more than able to take them.
Ali ona druga dvojica su rekli, ne, mi smo više nego sposobni da to uzmemo.
So your vision should be a big vision.
Tako da vi morate imati jednu veliku viziju.
If you want to conquer something, you should have the vision that I'm more than able through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Ako želite nešto nadvladati, onda morate reći, ja sam više nego u stanju kroz Gospoda Isusa, moga Gospoda.
You should always know that God is an unfailing God.
Uvijek morate znati da je Bog onaj koji ne može izneveriti.
As long as I'm in the line of duty, I can conquer any enemy.
Dokle god sam ja na polju dužnosti, ja mogu nadvladati svakog neprijatelja.
I can achieve anything for the kingdom of God.
Ja mogu postići bilo šta za Božje kraljevstvo.
Amen.
Amen.
But they were like grasshoppers in their own sight.
Ali u svojim vlastitim očima oni su sebe vidjeli kao skakavce.
Many times you have a problem.
Često možete imati problem.
You have an enemy.
Imate neprijatelja.
And you yourself look like a grasshopper against that enemy.
A i ti sebi samom izgledaš kao mali skakavac u odnosu na tog neprijatelja.
We should change our attitude.
Moramo promijeniti svoj pristup.
We should change our thinking.
Moramo promijeniti način razmišljanja.
We are thinking like humans.
Jer mi tada razmišljamo kao ljudi.
We are thinking, you know, like the natural senses.
Mi razmišljamo prema našim prirodnim čulima.
As long as you do that, you will never achieve nothing.
Dokle god tako postupaš, nećeš postići ništa.
Will always be against you.
Zato što će uvijek sve biti protiv tebe.
You have to look from God's perspective and ask yourself, what does God say about me?
Ti moraš to gledati iz Božje perspektive i reći šta to Bog kaže što se mene tiče.
What does he see? What does he see is my abilities? What does he think of me?
Šta on vidi? Šta on vidi? Šta su moje sposobnosti? Šta on misli o meni?
Amen.
Amen.
And we should understand the way God made you is perfect.
I moramo shvatiti da onako kako vas je Bog načinio da je to savršeno.
Amen.
Amen.
We are very rarely content the way God made us.
Mi smo veoma retko zadovoljni sa onim kako nas je Bog načinio.
Is that true?
Da li je to istina?
If I'm short, I want to be long, tall.
Ako sam nizak, želim biti visok.
If I'm skinny, I want to be big.
Ako sam mršav, želim biti jak.
If I'm big, I want to be skinny.
Ako sam jak, želim biti mršav.
If I've got black hair, I would like blonde hair.
Ako imam crnu kosu, voleo bih imati plavu kosu.
If I've got brown eyes, I would love blue eyes.
Ako imam brown oči, voleo bih plave oči.
You know, and so we can examine ourselves, and especially when we are young.
I to tako, mi često ispitujemo sebe, posebno dok smo mladi.
Amen. I know when my son grew up.
Znam kada mi je sin porastao.
He was a teenager. He came to me and says, "Dad."
Bio je tinejdžer i rekao je, tata.
I am too short.
Jako sam nizak.
Is there not something I can take to make me taller?
Zar nema nešto što bi mogao da uzmem pa da porastem od toga?
Some medicine, some pills or whatever.
Neki lek, neke tablete, šta god je u pitanju.
And that's where people make a lot of money. They produce things that comes and says, if you drink this, you'll become taller.
I tako danas ljudi prave puno novaca. Kažu, ako ovo popiješ, možeš biti viši.
If you do this, you'll become more cleverer.
Ako radiš ovako, onda ćeš biti pametniji.
Let me tell you, God made you perfect.
Da vam samo kažem, Bog je vas načinio savršenima.
There is not anybody like you.
Jer nema nikoga kao što ste vi lično.
You are perfect from your hair right to your toe.
Vi ste savršeni od vaše kose pa sve
God
do prstiju.
Exactly the way he wanted
Jer
you to
Bog
be.
Vas je načinio tačno onako kako je on želeo da vi budete.
And our rest is to accept it. Let's say, Lord, you made me perfect in all ways.
Odmor je u tome da vi to prihvatite i kažete, Gospode, ti si me načinio savršenim u svemu.
With every fault and every failing.
With every?
Every fault I have, every failing.
Bez obzira na svaku manu ili svaku pogrešku koju sam imao.
I accept the grace of God.
Ja prihvatam u svemu tome Božju milost.
Amen.
Amen.
So we should appreciate the Lord.
Tako bi trebali ceniti Gospoda.
And don't look at yourself negatively in that way.
I nemojte sebe posmatrati na negativni način.
Amen.
Amen.
Imagine when God was looking for a prophet.
Zamisli kada je Bog tražio proroka.
Amen. A Malachi 4 prophet.
Jednog Malakiju 4 proroka.
A Revelations 10 prophet.
Ili proroka iz Otkrivenja 10.
That in the days of the voice of the seventh angel when he shall begin to sound.
Da u dane glasa sedmog anđela kada se on bude oglasio.
The mysteries would be finished.
Tada će tajne biti dovršene.
If it was your choosing, who would you choose?
Ako biste vi birali, koga bi vi izabrali?
You would have a criteria. I want a man that can have some maybe intellect.
Vi biste možda imali neki kriterijum i rekli želim nekog pametnog čovjeka.
Or that can speak clearly, you know, eloquently.
Ili nekoga ko može da govori jasno elokventno.
Or you know he must be from a certain lineage, from a certain family.
Ili on bi morao doći iz određenog rodoslovlja ili neke porodice.
And so we'll have different requirements.
Tako imali bi određene zahteve razne.
But when God chose, who did he choose?
Ali kada je Bog birao, koga je izabrao?
He chose man that came from a family of drunks.
Izabrao je čovjeka koji je došao iz jedne porodice pijanica.
They were illegal, they were fighting murderers. People that you look at and you think, but I don't want to know them.
Oni su bili na onoj drugoj strani zakona i rekli biste, pa ja ne želim s tim ljudima imati ništa.
Amen. A man with no education.
Čovjek bez ikakvog obrazovanja.
A man with no big stature.
Čovjek koji nije bio velikog stasa.
And God made a perfect choice.
Ali Bog ipak načinio savršen izbor.
If you would look across the population of the earth.
Ako biste tada gledali populaciju čitave zemlje.
And you look at Malachi 4.
I tražili bi Malakiju 4.
You look at brother Branham.
I pogledali na brata Branhama.
I just say, God, you made a perfect choice.
What?
A perfect choice.
Bog, morali biste reći da je Bog učinio savršen izbor.
Nobody else could fill that role.
Jer niko drugi ne bi mogao stati na to mesto.
And it's the same with you.
A isto tako i sa vama.
When God puts this bride together.
Kada je Bog počeo da sklapa tu nevestu zajedno.
And I look at you, I say, God made a perfect choice.
I kada pogledam na vas, mogu reći, Bog je načinio savršen izbor.
Amen. So your vision should be God's vision.
Tako da vaš način gledanja treba da bude Božji način gledanja.
It should be what God thinks of you.
To bi trebalo da bude onako kako Bog razmišlja o vama.
Amen.
Amen.
2 Timothy 1:7.
Druga Timoteva 1:7.
It says, "For God have not given us the spirit of fear."
Kaže, Bog nam nije dao duha straha,
but of power,
već sile,
and of love,
i ljubavi,
and of a sound mind.
I zdravog razuma.
So there's no fear in God.
Tako da u Bogu nema straha.
God does not give us a spirit of fear.
Jer nam Bog ne daje duha straha.
But of power.
Već to je duh sile.
Of love.
Ljubavi.
And of a sound mind.
I čistog uma.
Therefore he says you have to get the mind of Christ.
Zato kaže da vi morate uzeti Hristov um.
Because when you have the mind of Christ you think and you understand like God wants you to understand.
Jer kada imate um Hristov, onda vi možete razmišljati i vidjeti onako kako Bog želi da vi shvatate.
Amen. If I ask you,
mogu li vas pitati nešto?
Why were you created?
Zašto ste bili stvoreni?
Why are you here?
I zbog čega ste ovdje?
Somebody forced me here.
Neko me je naterao da dođem ovdje.
The pastor says if I'm not here, he's gonna beat me.
Pastor je rekao, ako ne dođem ovdje, dobit ću batina.
Oh, why?
Ili zašto ste ovdje?
Every one of us has a reason.
Svaki ima razlog što je ovdje.
Now the prophet says,
dakle, prorok je rekao,
in the fundamental foundation for faith,
u osnovima vere,
he says, because we were first created for that purpose.
Zato što smo bili u početku stvoreni radi te svrhe,
you were created for a purpose to control,
what?
To control,
bili smo stvoreni sa svrhom radi kontrole,
to rule,
radi vladavine, uprave,
to praise God,
da bi slavili Boga,
and to live for God,
i da bi živjeli za Boga.
So that is the reason you are created.
Evo razloga zbog čega ste stvoreni.
Anything else is a sideline.
Sve ostalo je nešto što je izvan toga.
Anything else you do, you do it because you have to do it because you live here.
Sve ostalo je što vi morate raditi zato što prosto živite ovdje u ovom svijetu.
But your main purpose for being here is to control.
Ali glavna svrha što ste ovdje je da imate kontrolu.
And to rule.
I da vladate.
To praise God.
Da proslavljate Boga.
And to live for God.
I da živite za Boga.
Amen.
Amen.
So where do we see that when Adam was created, why was he created?
Dakle, da vidimo kada je Adam bio stvoren, zbog čega je bio
stvoren? He had a dominion, the earth was his dominion.
On je imao oblast vladavine, a ta oblast vladavine je bila zemlja.
And he was the ruler of this earth.
I bio je vladar zemlje.
And the prophet says you were created for that very reason.
A prorok je rekao i vi ste stvoreni zbog tog razloga.
And the moment you realize I am a ruler.
I onog trenutka kad shvatate
this
da ste vladar.
This earth is my domain.
I ova zemlja je moja oblast vladavine.
God has given it to me.
Bog je nju daruje meni.
Then you start to act like a ruler.
Onda počinjete i da se
many
ponašate kao vladar.
Don't know who we are.
Često mi ne prepoznajemo ko smo.
And then the devil comes, he pushes us around.
I đavo dođe i gurka nas okolo.
But when you realize I am born for a purpose.
Ali kada shvatite ja sam rođen sa svrhom.
I am born to create and to rule this earth where I live.
Ja sam rođen tu da upravljam sa ovom zemljom gdje živim.
Then you start to act that way.
Onda počinjete tako i da postupate.
Because where are we going to come back after the everything is done? We're coming to live on this earth.
Gdje ćemo se mi vratiti nakon svega što bude završeno? Vratit ćemo se da živimo na ovoj zemlji ponovo.
To rule.
Da bi vladali.
So where does your ruling start?
Dakle, gdje počinje vaša vladavina?
Your ruling does not start in heaven.
Vaša vladavina ne počinje
your
u nebu.
Your ruling starts right here tonight in Laodicea in 2017.
Vaša vladavina počinje upravo ovdje 2017. godine.
Amen. The earth.
Zemlja.
What is this?
A šta je ovo?
Is this earth?
Da li ovo zemlja?
Where does it come from?
Odakle ovo potiče?
It comes from the earth.
Ovo dolazi od zemlje.
Therefore your ruling starts right here.
Tako da vaša uprava ili vlast počinje upravo
you
ovdje.
Are born to be a ruler of the earth.
Vi ste rođeni da budete vladar zemlje.
Therefore you start to rule this body.
Tako vi počinjete da upravljate i vladate
when
ovim telom.
When it wants to go into sin, you control it, you say no.
Kada telo želi da vas odvede u greh, vi imate kontrolu i kažete ne.
But because the earth has got no ruler.
Ali ako ova zemlja nema vladara,
it rules you.
Onda ona upravlja vama.
But we should think like God wants us to think.
Ali mi bi trebali misliti kako Bog želi
and
da mi mislimo.
Everything subject unto you.
I da onda sve podredite sebi.
Amen. So you've got the body, you've got the spirit, you've got the soul.
Dakle, imate telo, imate duh, imate dušu.
Amen. And we should rule and look at those realms and act accordingly.
I mi trebamo da razmotrimo te oblasti i da se po tome vladamo.
The Bible says the whole creation.
Biblija kaže da čitava tvorevina
is moaning and groaning.
Uzdiše i stenje.
And waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
I očekuje objavu sinova Božjih.
Because once we take our position, they get blessed by your position.
Jednom kada stanemo na svoje mjesto, oni će biti blagoslovljeni time što smo stali u svoje mjesto.
Amen. So you've got a domain.
Dakle, vi imate oblast nad kojom vladate.
You can control.
Možete kontrolisati.
You can rule.
Možete upravljati.
Remember, you can live, you must live for God.
Upamtite, jel, vi morate živjeti za Boga.
And you must bring honor unto him.
I vi morate doneti čast njemu.
So, how do you rule?
Dakle, kako vladate?
You have to create an atmosphere.
Morate stvoriti jednu atmosferu.
You have to take control of certain situations.
Morate uzeti kontrolu nad određenim situacijama.
Amen. Remember when the prophet was going to pray for somebody.
Amen. Sećate se kad je prorok išao da se moli za nekog?
And he comes, he takes his gun, he puts it in the cap.
I on dolazi i uzima his gun.
And he's walking across the field.
I uzima svoje pištolj i stavio u šešir.
Yes.
Ne? A šta je pištolj? Ostavio pištolj auto i šešir i otišao se moli. Okay.
Amen.
Okay, amen.
Now he's walking across the field.
I sada hoda preko jedne poljane.
Amen. And all of a sudden up comes the bull.
I iznenada pojavio se bik.
A big killer bull.
Jedan veliki bik ubica.
Now he looks at the bull.
I on gleda u tog bika.
The bull looks at him.
I bik gleda u njega.
Now here is the creation of God.
Ovde je jedna Božija tvorevina.
The bull in a fallen condition, if we call it that.
To bi bio, recimo, bik u palom stanju, ako tako želite na to nazvati.
And here is the Son of God.
A ovdje je Sin Boži.
Now, what's the reaction?
Dakle, koja je bila reakcija?
When the bull looks at him and the bull's mind, he says, I'm gonna kill you.
Kada je bik pogledao njega, njegov um je rekao, sad ću te ubiti.
Is that true?
Je li to istina?
Yes, it's true.
Istina, da.
And in the prophet's mind, he says, I'm gonna kill you.
A u prorokovom umu je bilo, ne, ja ću ubiti tebe.
Amen. And what does he do? He reached for the gun.
I šta je uradio? Uhvatio se za pištolj.
The human natural reaction.
To je bila prirodna ljudska reakcija.
And that's the way we act. When something happens, your first reaction always is human.
I to je kako mi postupimo. Vaša prva reakcija uvek je ta ljudska.
So he's human, he's, I'm going for the gun.
Dakle, kao čovjek je hteo da se uhvati pištolja.
But God has removed the human ability.
Ali onda Bog je uklonio tu ljudskost.
Amen. So you realize it's not there.
I shvatio je da pištolja nema tu.
Now he looks to the second human ability.
A sada je gledao kroz drugu ljudsku mogućnost da beži.
But the fence is too far.
Ali ograda je bila previše daleko.
So God has removed another human ability.
Tako da je Bog uklonio i drugu sposobnost koju čovjek ima.
And he looks for a tree.
A onda kad je gledao gdje je najbliže drvo,
no trees.
Nije bilo uopšte ni jednog drveta.
Amen. So God has engineered the situation.
Tako da je Bog skroz osmislio tu situaciju.
That he as a human could do nothing.
Da on kao ljudsko biće ne može uraditi baš ništa.
And that's what God does. He places us in situations.
I to je baš što Bog radi, da nas stavlja u određene situacije.
And he strips you of all human ability.
I on oduzme sve ljudske sposobnosti
because
od vas.
Because he wants you to start to trust on him.
Zato što on želi da vi počnete vjerovati u njega.
Not your human ability,
ne u ono što možete kao čovjek učiniti,
mind,
ne u svoj veliki um,
not what you can do by the arm of flesh,
ne ono što možete uraditi
but
u snazi tijela,
that I'm trusting in a living God.
Već da kažete ja vjerujem u živoga Boga.
Amen. And now he stands there, he can do nothing.
I sada on stoji tamo i vidi da ne može ništa da uradi.
And the bull lets his head go down.
A bik je spustio glavu.
And here he comes.
I evo ga.
Now he's not, the bull is not, he's not playing games, he's coming, it's gonna kill him.
Dakle, bik se uopšte nije šalio, on je se zatrčao i hoće da ga ubije.
And the prophet says, as the bull's coming.
I prorok je rekao, kako je bik dolazio.
He says, all of a sudden, something changed.
Kaže, iznenada nešto se promenilo.
And I looked at the bull.
I kaže, gledao sam u bika.
And I felt sorry for him.
I počeo sam da ga žalim.
Amen. And the bull was still coming.
A bik i dalje bio na putu.
And all of a sudden when the bull came close to the prophet.
A iznenada kada se bik približio proroku.
He just put out his hooves.
On je svoje kopite ispružio ovako napred.
And he stopped.
I zaustavio se.
What made him to stop?
Šta ga je navelo da stane?
Amen. He came into that atmosphere.
On je ušao u jednu atmosferu.
Of a son of God.
Božijeg sina.
And when he came into that atmosphere,
i kad je ušao u tu atmosferu,
they came into a Garden of Eden condition,
on je došao u jedno stanje koje je bilo u Edenskom vrtu,
where the bull knew, this is my ruler,
kada je bik mogao da zna, ovo je moj vladar,
and I cannot harm him, I can do nothing against him,
i ne mogu ga povrediti, niti mogu bilo šta protiv njega.
Amen. And that is the principle.
I to je princip.
It was not by man's ability.
To nije kroz ljudske sposobnosti.
It was just by taking your position as a controller and ruler.
Već to je da stanete u svoju poziciju da budete kontrolor i vladar.
It was like Adam.
To je poput Adama.
When he walked next to the lion.
Kad je prolazio pored lava.
That lion knew, this is my ruler.
Taj lav je znao, ovo je moj
this
gospodar.
Is his dominion.
Ovo je njegova oblast vladavine.
It's exactly the same when the bull came into a manifested son of God's presence.
Isto je bilo tako kad je bik došao u atmosferu Božijeg sina.
He saw the same thing that they saw right in the beginning.
On je video, vidimo istu tu stvar koja se vidjela i u početku.
Amen. That's why the prophet.
I zato je prorok.
When that angel came down, he says, the angel is here now.
Kada se taj anđel spustio dole, mogu je reći, anđel je sada ovde.
What was his next words?
A koje su mu bile sljedeće reči?
Always.
Uvek je tako bilo.
I now.
Ja sada.
Take every spirit in here.
Uzimam svakog duha ovde.
Under my control.
Pod svoju kontrolu.
And if you listen the way he said it.
I ako samo čujete način na koji on to rekao.
He wasn't screaming, he wasn't shouting.
On nije vikao, galamio.
He was just speaking in a normal, natural voice.
Samo je to rekao jednim normalnim, prirodnim glasom.
And from that moment on, every spirit was under that control because of the presence of God.
I od tog trenutka svaki duh je tamo bio pod kontrolom zbog Božijeg prisustva.
Amen. Because you were created.
Zato što vi stvarate.
Remember, you are created to do that.
Shvatite da ste vi stvoreni da bi radili takve stvari.
Amen. Now, when the centurion in the Bible, when he came to Jesus, the centurion.
Dakle, taj centurion u Bibliji kad je došao ka Isusu.
He said, Lord, come to my house. My child is sick. My worker is sick. I've got needs.
Rekao je, Gospode, dođi u moj dom. Moje dete bolestno. Moj radnik je bolestan. Imam potrebu.
Amen. But he says, Lord, you don't have to come into my house, just speak the word.
Ali je rekao, Gospode, ti uopšte i ne moraš doći u moj dom, samo reci reč.
He says, I'm a man under authority, I rule.
Jeli ja sam čovjek koji imam autoritet i ja sam onaj koji vladam.
When I say to a man, go, he goes.
I kada kažem nekom čovjeku, idi, on ide.
When I say to another one, comes, he comes.
Kada kažem nekom, dođe, on dođe.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, therefore, I acknowledge you are under, you are a ruler.
I tako rekao, ja prepoznajem da si i ti
all you
vladar.
Need to do is say the word and that demon has to go.
Sve što ti treba da uradiš je da kažeš reč i taj demon mora otići.
Amen. Now remember,
dakle, upamtite,
God never made one man to rule over another man.
Bog nikad nije načinio jednog čovjeka da vlada nad drugim čovjekom.
The prophet says that was never God's intention.
Bog, prorok je rekao da Božja namjera to nije nikad bila.
Our domain is the earth.
Zato što je oblast naše vladavine zemlja.
He says God never intended any city or any man to rule over another.
On je rekao da Bog nikada nije namjerio da ni jedan čovjek vlada nad drugim.
We are all the same creatures of God.
Jer mi smo svi ista Božja stvorenja.
Made in his image.
Načinjeni u njegovom liku.
And in his likeness.
I na njegovu sliku.
Amen.
Amen.
We are all made that way.
Svi smo načinjeni tako.
Amen. Now the earth is your dominion.
Dakle, ova zemlja je vaša oblast vladavine.
He says, he was made God over the earth to rule the earth.
On je rekao, načinio je Boga koji će vladati nad ovom zemljom.
A lesser God.
Jednog manjeg Boga.
God rules the universe.
Zato što Bog vlada celim univerzumom.
But man was given the earth.
Ali čovjeku je bila darovana zemlja.
To rule the earth.
Da bi vladao njome.
He was a messiahet.
On je bio mesija.
Yeah, a little messiah.
Jedan mini mesija.
Amen. A little messiah, an anointed one.
Jedan mali mesija i mali pomazanik.
You are anointed.
I vi ste pomazani.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why I believe the Bible, the prophet says, the day the bride knows who she is, then we'll go home.
Zato je prorok rekao, kada nevesta bude spoznala ko je, onda će ići kući.
Amen. So you are an anointed son and daughter of the living God.
Dakle, vi ste pomazani sin i kćer živoga Boga.
Amen. You are anointed to do something.
Vi ste pomazani da nešto uradite.
You are anointed to live this gospel.
Vi ste pomazani da živite ovo evanđelje.
Amen. Just like Jesus was anointed.
Baš kao što je Isus bio pomazan.
We have to understand that there is a purpose for you to be in the word.
Morate da razumete da postoji jedna svrha za vas da budete ovde na zemlji.
We can't be just passengers.
Mi ne možemo biti ovde samo neki putnici.
There is something for you to do.
Postoje stvari koje vi treba da uradite.
Every one of us has got something to do.
I svaki od nas pojedini ima šta da uradi.
Amen. And we have to find that purpose.
I moramo naći tu svrhu.
We have to ask what is my reason, why am I here?
Moramo pitati koji je razlog toga što sam ja tu.
I'm not here to become rich.
Nisam ovde da bi se obogatio.
I'm not here to work every day of my life for Pharaoh.
Nisam tu da bi svaki svoj dan u životu radio za faraona.
We work because we need to live.
Mi radimo zato što treba da živimo.
God gives us jobs, he gives us things, he blesses us.
Bog nam daje posao, Bog nam daje stvari i on nas blagosilja.
But that's not the main reason for being here.
Ali to nije glavni razlog što smo tu.
Our reason is to fulfill the word of God.
Naš razlog je da ispunimo reč Božiju.
And we must never lose focus of that.
I ne smemo nikad izgubiti
that
fokus sa toga.
Should always be our drive to say, Lord, I am created to rule.
To uvek treba da bude ono što nas pokreće. Ja sam stvoren tu da vladam, da kontrolujem i da proslavljam i da živim za Boga.
That's the four reasons you are here.
To su četiri razloga zbog koje
se
ovde.
Are second.
Sve druge stvari su drugorazredne.
God must always be number one.
Zato što Bog uvek biti, mora biti broj jedan.
Always.
Uvek.
Amen.
Amen.
Now he says,
sada kaže,
if a man is a son of God,
kaže, ako je čovjek sin Boži,
is made in the image of God,
načinjen je po Božijem liku,
and given dominion on earth to rule the earth like God,
i dana mu je oblast vladavine da vlada na zemlji kao Bog,
and the second Adam proved it.
A drugi Adam je to dokazao.
How did he prove it?
Kako je on to dokazao?
When Jesus was there as the second Adam, he says, peace be still, and the storm stopped.
Kada je Isus bio tu kao drugi Adam, on je rekao Oluji, mir, umiri se, i Oluja je stala.
Amen.
Amen.
He cursed the fig tree and the fig tree died.
On je prokleo smokvu i ona se osušila.
He turned the water into wine.
Pretvorio je vodu u vino.
Amen. He healed the blind man.
Izlečio je čovjeka koji bio slep.
And he's done all those things.
I učinio je sve te stvari.
Why did he turn the water into wine?
Zašto je promenio vodu u vino?
Not that we can drink wine.
Ne da bi mi mogli piti vino.
No, the prophet says he made the water into wine to prove a point to us.
On je, prorok je rekao, ne, on je promenuo vodu u vino da bi nama nešto dokazao.
Because he says that water,
zato što je rekao ta voda,
over time would have turned into wine.
Kroz vreme bi se bila pretvorena u vino.
Because the grape would pull up the water.
Zato što bi grožđe povuklo u sebe vodu.
Then he will make the grapes.
I onda bi se ti grozdovi stvorili.
Then they will take the grapes and put them in a process.
A onda bi oni obrali grožđe i stavili u jedan proces.
And then they would eventually it would end up as wine.
I onda bi to na kraju završilo kao vino.
He says when he took the water.
I rekao je kad je on uzeo vodu.
He bypassed all those processes.
On je zaobišao sve te procese.
And took it straight from water right into wine.
I pravo od vode ga je pretvorio u vino.
He says to prove to us that there is a resurrection.
A on je rekao to je da bi nama dokazao da postoji uskrsnuće.
That he can speak the word and you will come from wherever you are right into perfection.
Da on može da izgovori reč i da gde god da ste vi da vas on vrati nazad u savršenstvo.
Amen. Nothing that can hinder the word of God.
Jer nema ničega što može da omete Božju reč.
Amen. So Hallelujah. What is our problem?
Dakle, šta je naš problem?
Or don't we have a problem?
Ili možda nemamo problema.
Amen.
Amen.
We've got plenty.
Imamo ih dosta.
In the natural, in the flesh.
U prirodnom smislu, u telu.
But one thing that is a hindrance to every one of us.
Ali postoji jedna stvar koja ometa svakog od nas.
Is something we call a comfort zone.
A to je nešto što mi zovemo komfor.
You know what's a comfort zone?
Da li znate šta je komfor?
I don't know if it's like this here, but by where we come from, you create a comfort zone around you.
Ne znam da li je to kod vas tako, ali odakle mi dolazimo, mi oko sebe stvorimo jednu zonu komfora.
Amen.
Sigurnost.
Yes, everything.
Kad nam je lagodno sve.
Everything must be the same.
Znate, sve mora biti isto.
You know, the way I like to do it, that's the way I like to do it.
Ono kako ja volim da radim stvari, tako ću ih i raditi.
And we all have a comfort zone that we live in.
I svi mi imamo te male comfort zone ili zone sigurnosti u kojima mi živimo.
Because in the comfort zone you know everything is going to work out in certain ways.
Zato što znate da u toj zoni sigurnosti sve će da se odigra na određeni način.
Even in a church you get a comfort zone.
Čak i crkva napravi jednu oblast svoje sigurnosti.
In your own life, personally, you have a comfort zone.
I u svom ličnom životu stvorite jednu zonu sigurnosti.
But what is the problem with a comfort zone?
Ali gdje je problem u toj zoni sigurnosti?
Is there a problem with it?
Ima li nekog problema u tome?
There's a big problem.
Ima jedan veliki problem.
Because in your comfort zone you don't grow.
Zato što kada imate tu zonu sigurnosti,
you
vi
stagnate.
Ne rastete, već stagnirate.
You don't grow nothing.
Vi uopšte ne napredujete.
Amen. That's why many times God has to push you.
Zbog toga Bog često mora da vas gurne
of your comfort zone.
Van vaše zone sigurnosti.
Amen. To show and to get you to grow spiritually and to get you to mature.
Da bi vam pokazao određene stvari, da bi vi rasli duhovno,
no,
i da sazrevate.
No man out of his own will say, I hate the comfort zone, let me break out of it.
Ne postoji ni jedan čovjek koji će sam od sebe reći, ja mrzim ovu zonu sigurnosti, idem van nje.
But therefore God comes in and he pushes you out of it quickly.
Ali onda Bog dođe i brzo vas izbaci odande.
Amen. And that's the place where you grow.
To je mjesto kada vi počinjete rasti.
That's why when problems come, when you become unsettled, uneasy, when you're under pressure.
I to je kada ti problemi dođu, kada više vam nije lako, kada niste više sigurni, dođete pod jedan pritisak.
There you grow.
Tada rastete.
Amen. So we should change our minds.
Tako da bi morali promijeniti misli.
I like where the prophet says he's sitting in his church.
Volim kako je to prorok rekao dok je bio u svojoj crkvi.
And
postavljao svoju crkvu.
There's people in the church.
Bili su ljudi u njegovoj crkvi.
And I'm sure all of you know the story because we are message people, we read and listen to the messages. I trust you do that.
Verovatno znamo svi ovu priču pošto smo mi svi vernici poruke, čitamo i slušamo poruku, pa vjerujem da vi ovo znate već.
So he says they are singing in the church.
Tako je rekao, pevali su u crkvi.
And after some singing,
i nakon izvestog vremena pevanja,
some people start to dance in the spirit.
Neki ljudi su počeli da plešu u duhu.
Amen, you know that story.
Znate tu priču.
And he looks at it and he immediately condemns it.
I dok je on to gledao, on je to odmah osudio.
Saying they're making my church a tavern.
Rekli su da prave od moje crkve kao gustionicu, da.
So he's sitting there condemning it.
Tako da je on to počeo da osuđuje.
He says, but you know, God, before long, he says, his foot started to tap.
Ali onda je rekao da Bog je pokrenuo se i njegova stopa, noga je počela da lupka.
Amen. What was happening?
Šta se to desilo?
He was now in an uncomfortable position.
On je sada bio u jednoj zoni van sigurnosti.
And before he says, when I got to myself again, I was dancing in the spirit.
I rekao je, pre nego što sam došao sebi, i ja sam plesao u duhu.
Amen. So why, you know, if you think about it, we sometimes get so cast in our ideas.
Tako, ako razmišljate o tome, mi nekada tako naviknemo na svoje vlastite ideje.
And then, you know, we can't understand what God is doing.
I onda mi ne možemo da razumemo šta Bog sve radi.
Therefore, we must be very careful to have our own preconceived ideas.
Tako moramo da budemo jako pažljivi da nemamo već unapred izgrađene svoje ideje.
That we can understand that there's a God.
Jer mi moramo razumjeti da je tu Bog.
Therefore, many times we think if it's not the way I do it.
Često mi mislimo ovako, ako to nije onako kako ja radim,
then it's not right.
Onda sigurno nije ispravno.
If it's not the way our church does it, then it's not right.
Ako nije to tako kako naša crkva radi, onda sigurno ne valja.
No, says who?
Ko to kaže?
No, we must understand that God is in control.
Ne, mi moramo shvatiti da
and
Bog ima kontrolu.
And our purpose is to live for him and love him and worship him in spirit and in truth.
A naša svrha je da živimo za njega, da ga volimo i da ga proslavljamo u duhu i u istini.
Because God wants people to worship in spirit and truth.
Zato što Bog želi ljude koji proslavljaju njega u duhu i u istini.
Amen. We have to know and have to know that God sometimes pushes us out of our comfort zone.
Tako moramo znati da je Bog onaj koji nas nekad izbaci iz te zone sigurnosti.
Because there is a bride universal.
Zato što postoji jedna sveopšta nevesta.
Imagine if you want everybody to be like you.
Zamislite kada bi svi bili kao što ste vi.
Amen.
Amen.
It would be a total disaster.
To bi bila potpuna katastrofa.
Is that true?
Je istina.
Nobody can be like you.
Niko ne može biti kao vi.
You've got a way to express yourself towards God.
Jer vi imate određeni način kako sebe izražavate prema Bogu.
Some people where we come from, we are more withholding. We are more controlled. We don't want to show our feelings. We don't want to express.
Neki ljudi odakle mi dolazimo su ljudi koji ne pokazuju lako svoje osjećanja. Oni suzdržavaju to u sebi.
Other people they express easy. They let go easy.
A drugi ljudi to ispuste tako lako, samo.
Amen. So we have to know that you can't judge everything by your feeling.
Tako moramo reći da vi ne možete suditi sve stvari prema svom osjećaju, već morate gledati kroz reč.
Even if you don't understand it,
čak ako i to i ne razumete,
you can accept it because it's the word of God.
Vi to možete prihvatiti jer tako je Božja reč rekla.
Amen. And we have to know that God wants people to worship in spirit and truth.
I mi znamo da Bog želi ljude koji će ga slaviti u duhu istine.
Amen. So you can't change the way that God has got a very unique way.
Jer Bog ima jako specifične načine.
So the comfort zone.
Dakle, ta oblast sigurnosti,
God needs to change that.
Bog mora to izmenuti.
Because that's where you grow.
Jer to je mjesto gdje ćete vi rasti.
And that is the only way God uses.
I to je jedini način kako Bog to koristi.
Therefore, sometimes he will place somebody in your life.
Tako nekad će on dovesti nekoga u vaš život.
To make you uncomfortable.
Da vam bude nelagodno.
I mean, everybody that comes in contact with you, in connection with you, has got a purpose.
Jer svi ljudi koji dođu u kontakt sa vama, to sve ima svrhu.
It is not just by chance.
To nije tek tako slučajno.
Amen. Many times you come to the bank.
Često dođete u banku.
Or let me take an example of myself.
Evo da dam sebe kao primjer.
One day I went to the bank.
Jednom sam otišao u banku.
And I walked up to the lady behind the counter.
I došao sam do dame koja je bila iza šaltera, da.
I wanted to draw money.
I želeo sam podići novac.
And when I looked at her,
i kada sam pogledao nju,
and she looked at me,
a ona pogledala u mene,
her first reaction was negative.
Prva reakcija je odmah bila negativna.
I didn't even say a word yet, there was already something.
Nisam ništa još ni rekao, već je tamo bilo nešto spremno.
And it was a big problem for her to help me.
I za nju je bio jako veliki problem da meni pomogne.
Amen. So what is your reaction?
Dakle, koja je vaša reakcija?
Now inside of me something is pushing up to say, but this is unnecessary.
Unutra mene je nešto potiskao da kaže, ali ovo je neophodno.
I'm gonna report her and tell her she's rude.
Ja ću je prijaviti da kažem da je neljubazna.
I'm gonna see her manager and I'm gonna report her.
Hoću da vidim njenog menadžera i prijavit ću je.
That's maybe in reaction.
To je bila jedna unutrašnja reakcija.
But you know, something just came over me.
A onda je nešto došlo na mene.
And I realized that this is not just this is something more behind it.
A shvatio sam da ima nešto više što se krije iza svega toga.
And I looked at her and I had peace inside of me.
I gledao sam u nju i onda sam imao mir u sebi.
And I spoke to her nicely.
I počeo sam ljubazno da razgovaram
s njom. And I ignored all the comments and everything else.
Ignorisao sam sve njene komentare.
And when I walked out there,
i kada sam izašao odande,
I felt, you know, like that God was pleased.
Osjećao sam se kao da je Bogu bilo
like
ugodno.
I've overcome something.
Kao da sam ja nešto nadvladao.
Therefore you must look at everything that happens from that perspective. What is the purpose and reason for this happening?
Tako da vi morate na svaku situaciju gledate koja je svrha zbog čega se sve ovo dešava.
God wants everything that happens as a learning experience.
Zato što Bog želi svega što se desi da mi izvučemo saznanje ili pouku.
You must say, what can I learn from this?
Morate reći šta sam naučio iz ove situacije.
Because life is just not happening. It's just not something that is there's a reason and a purpose for everything.
Zato što život nije da se stvari dešavaju tek tako, već iza svega ima svrha i razlog.
So everything you look at you should ask, Lord, what should I see?
Dakle, u sve što gledate, trebate pitati Gospoda, Gospode, šta ću vidjeti u tome?
Because if you see the spirit anointing that person,
jer ako vi vidite da određeni duh pomazuje tu osobu,
you will not look at that person, you will feel sorry for that person.
Nećete više gledati samo u nju kao osobu, već ćete imati sažaljenje prema toj osobi.
So when Peter came to Jesus,
kad je Petar došao ka Isusu,
and Jesus says, I'm gonna die.
Isus je rekao, ja ću umreti.
I'm gonna give my life.
Daću svoj život.
What does Peter do?
Šta je Petar uradio?
He grabs him.
On ga je uhvatio.
He rebukes him.
I ukorio ga je.
He says, I'm never gonna allow it.
I rekao je, to nikad neću dopustiti.
What did Jesus say?
A šta je Isus odgovorio?
Satan, get behind me.
Sotono, idi od mene.
So is Peter now Satan?
Da li je sada Petar Sotona?
No, he was not talking to Peter.
Ne, on uopšte nije se obratio Petru.
Talking to that anointing that wanted to anoint Peter.
Već je se obratio pomazanju koje je pomazivalo Petra.
Now imagine how Peter must have felt.
Zamislite samo kako li se Petar osjećao.
Is one of the disciples.
On je jedan od apostola.
And now the Lord says, Satan gets behind me.
A sada mu Gospod kaže, Sotono, idi od mene.
Peter never left him.
Petar ga nije napustio nikad.
He maybe just was quiet for 5 minutes.
Možda je samo ćutao jednu 5 minuta.
I don't think Peter can stay quiet for very long.
Ne mislim da je Petar mogao dugo da ćuti.
And then he was back in the action again.
A onda se ponovo vratio u akciju.
You know, he was feeling a little bit heartbroken or sore, but he came back again.
Znate, on se možda osjetio malo povređenim, ali se vratio nazad.
And that should always be our attitude. It's not against the person. You must look at the anointing behind the person.
Takav treba da je bude i naš odnos prema stvarima. To nije ta osoba, već pomazanje na toj osobi.
Then you can love everybody.
A onda možete početi svakog voleti.
Amen. But we make it personal.
Ali mi to svedemo na ličnu stvar.
That is our problem. We make it personal.
To je naš problem što mi to primenimo kao lična stvar.
When that person don't greet me, it's personal.
Ako me ta osoba ne pozdravi, to
when
je onda lični problem.
When that person don't appreciate me, it's personal.
Ako me ta osoba ne ceni, onda je to moj lični problem.
No, nothing about you is personal.
Ne, ništa što se tebe tiče
you
nije lično.
You are a son and daughter of the living God.
Ti si sin ili kćer živoga Boga.
Your footsteps are foreordained.
Tvoji koraci su predodređeni.
Amen. We are too sensitive personally.
Mi smo nekada previše osjetljivi kao ličnosti.
When Jesus walked here,
kad je Isus hodao ovdje na zemlji,
some loved him, some hated him.
Neki su ga voljeli, neki mrzeli.
He never made it personal.
Nikad to nije shvatio kao ličnu uvredu.
He said, I'm here to fulfill the scriptures.
On je rekao, ja sam ovdje da bi ispunio pisma.
Every scripture that's written about me, I must fulfill it.
Svako pismo koje piše o meni, ja moram ga ispuniti.
And you are under the same conditions.
A i vi ste pod istim stanjem.
You can say, I'm here to fulfill scripture.
Vi možete reći, ja sam ovdje da bi ispunio
it
pismo.
It is not personal, I haven't chosen, God has chosen me to be here.
Nije to ništa lično, već mene je Bog izabrao da ja budem ovdje i da uradim to.
Amen. And therefore it makes us to be able to let go.
What?
To let go.
Aha, tako da smo u stanju da pustimo te stvari.
Nobody.
Niko
can take your place.
Ne može stati na vaše mjesto.
Nobody.
Baš niko.
You are unique.
Vi ste posebni.
God chose you.
Bog je izabrao tebe.
And he placed you.
I on te je postavio.
And therefore you should walk like that to know I am here for that very specific reason.
I zbog toga treba tako da živiš da znaš ja sam ovdje baš zbog tog specifičnog razloga.
Therefore I can never be the prophet.
Tako ja ne mogu biti prorok.
And I don't want to be.
Čak i ne želim biti.
Amen, because I'll make a big mess of it.
Jer napravio bih haos sa time.
But I can be what God has called me to be.
Samo ako bi mogao da budem ono za čega me je Bog pozvao da budem.
My success lies in just to be what I am, what
Jer
God
moj,
made me.
Moj uspjeh leži u tome da budem ono za čega me je Bog stvorio da budem.
Amen. Imagine if Peter wanted to be like John.
Zamislite da je Petar želeo da bude kao Jovan.
It would never have worked.
Ne bi nikad funkcionisalo.
Each one called unique.
Svaki je bio pozvan za specifičnu svrhu.
And nobody could take their place.
I niko nije mogao stati na to mjesto.
Amen. So we have so many different examples.
Tako imamo jako puno primjera.
In the Bible.
U Bibliji.
And we'll come back to them.
i vraćat ćemo se na njih.
But there was a woman in the Bible, the Shunammite woman. If we can talk about her for a
minute. Bila je jedna žena u Bibliji koja se zvala Šumanka.
So what happened? She came, she wanted to do something for God's prophet.
I šta je bilo? Ona je želela da uradi nešto za Božijeg proroka.
And they decided to build a little room.
Pa su odlučili da naprave jednu malu sobu.
And the prophet comes there regularly to rest.
A prorok je često navraćao da bi se odmarao tamo.
And then after some time he says, what can I do for this woman?
A onda nakon izvesnog vremena rekao je, pa šta bi mogao da uradim za tu ženu?
And she has got no child, he says, next year this time you'll have a child.
I pošto nije imala dete, on je rekao, sljedeće godine u ovo vrijeme imaćeš dete.
And so she gets the child.
Tako da je ona uzela dete.
And then the devil comes after some time, the child then dies.
I onda nastupio je đavo i nakon izvestog vremena to dete umrlo.
Now she never complains.
Dakle, ona se nikada nije žalila.
She never says that it was something God just gave me this joy for some time and now she's negative or she feels negative about it.
Ona se nikad nije žalila tako da je rekla, eto, Bog mi je dao jedno vrijeme da se radujem sa time, a onda mi je to uzeo. Nikad nije bila negativna što se tiče toga.
But she continued the testimony that all is well.
Ali nastavila je sa tim svjedočanstvom, sve u redu.
Because God gave me this child, all is well.
Budući da je Bog meni dao to dete, dakle sve dobro.
And we know how she went to the prophet.
I mi znamo kako je to došlo do proroka.
And how he came and resurrected the child.
I kako je došao i uskrsnuo dete.
And they carried on living that way.
I onda su oni nastavili živjeti na takav način.
And she believed that God was in that prophet.
A ona je vjerovala da je Bog bio u tom proroku.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the prophet says she knew that God was in that prophet.
A prorok je rekao da je ona znala da je Bog bio u tom proroku.
Amen.
Amen.
He says Elijah was God's representative in the day of the Shunammite woman.
Rekao je Ilija je bio Božji predstavnik u danima te žene Sunamke.
And God's he says Jesus was God's representative in the day of Martha.
A onda je rekao Isus je bio Božji predstavnik u danima Marte.
And his church is his representative in this day.
I kaže njegova crkva je njegov predstavnik u ovom danu.
So as the prophet was there represented to the Shunammite woman.
Dakle kao što je prorok bio tamo predstavnik za Sumanku.
He says so the church is today representing Jesus Christ to the world.
Rekao je također, tako je crkva danas koja predstavlja Isusa Hrista ovom svetu.
So you are representing him to the world.
Tako da vi predstavljate njega ovom svetu.
Amen.
Amen.
Now it is a clear principle that if you don't know what you represent.
Dakle, evo jednog jasnog principa, ako vi ne znate šta predstavljate,
how are you going to do it?
Kako ćete to uopšte uraditi onda?
I think it's the biggest problem we have.
Mislim da je to jedan od najvećih problema koji imamo.
That we don't know what is expected of us.
Da mi u stvari ne znamo šta se očekuje od nas.
Amen. It is not just expected of us to come to church.
Od nas se ne očekuje da samo dolazimo u crkvu.
We come to church because we love God.
Mi dolazimo u crkvu jer volimo Boga.
And he speaks to us in church.
A on govori nama u crkvi.
He addresses our needs.
I on proziva naše
potrebe. Us by the preaching of the word.
On nas pere kroz propovedanje reči.
Amen. But Amen. That's not all.
Ali to nije sve.
There's something that he expects of us. There's things that we need to do.
Postoje neke stvari koje on očekuje od nas i stvari koje mi moramo da uradimo.
We are representing a kingdom.
Jer mi predstavljamo jedno kraljevstvo.
Wherever you are placed, you are a representative.
Gdje god ste postavljeni, vi ste predstavnik.
Amen. So this woman, the child dies.
Tako ova žena, dete joj umire.
It gets resurrected.
I ono je uskrsnuto.
But then the prophet says to her, I want you to go into a far country.
A onda je prorok rekao, želim da ideš u jednu daleku zemlju.
For 7 years.
Na 7 godina.
You must go and stay there because there's coming a famine.
Moraš otići tamo i ostati jer će biti jedna glad.
And she gets up, she takes her family and they move to the Philistines.
I ona uzima svoju porodicu i odlazi u filistejsku zemlju.
And at the end of the 7 years.
I onda na kraju tih 7 godina.
The woman comes back into the land.
Žena se vraća nazad u zemlju.
Amen. And she comes forth and her purpose is to cry unto the king for her house and for her land.
I svrha je bila da se obrati kralju za svoju kuću i za svoje zemljište.
Amen. Now this woman had a revelation.
Dakle, ova žena je imala jedno otkrivenje.
And remember, you are a woman, you are the bride of heaven.
A upamtite da ste i vi jedna žena, odnosno vi ste nevesta neba.
This woman was for 7 years, for 7 church ages, she had to live in the Philistine conditions.
A ova žena je bila, upamtite, 7 godina, odnosno 7 crkvenih doba, živjela je u filistejskoj zemlji, but ili u filistejskom stanju.
But the Bible says when the end of the 7 years, she rose herself.
Ali Biblija kaže da na kraju te 7. godine ona je ustala.
And her purpose for rising was to approach the king and to say, King, I'm coming to claim my land and my possessions.
A svrha njenog nastupa je bila da dođe do kralja i da zahteva od kralja nazad svoju zemlju i svoju kuću.
Amen. And she had to understand what is hers.
I ona je morala da ima na umu šta njoj pripada.
For you to ask the king, you must come and you have to have evidence that this is mine.
Jel vi da bi došli pred kralja i vi morate imati jedan dokaz da kažete ovo meni pripada.
You can't ask for somebody else's stuff.
Vi ne možete pitati za nekog drugog.
You must come and say this is mine by revelation, I know what is mine.
Vi morate doći i reći ovo je moje i po otkrivenju ja znam da ovo meni pripada.
Amen. So therefore we have to understand our position.
Tako da moramo shvatiti svoju svoje mjesto.
We have to understand our calling.
Moramo shvatiti svoj poziv.
We have to understand why are we here.
Moramo razumjeti zašto smo ovdje.
Because God's mind has got a certain thought towards us.
Zato što Božji um ima određene misli ka nama.
Amen. And in 2 Kings it says that then the king calls in the servant of the prophet.
A u drugoj kraljevima kaže onda je kralj pozvao prorokovog slugu.
He says, tell me all the great things that the prophet Elisha has done.
I rekao je, reci mi sve te velike sluge, stvari koje je prorok Elisej učinio.
And the Bible says, as he was telling the king of the young boy who came back to life.
I Biblija kaže, dok je on pričao kralju kako je vratio tog mladog dečaka u život.
As he was telling that very story,
dok je pričao tu priču,
in comes the woman with the young the man who was resurrected to life.
Dolazi žena unutra sa tim mladićem koji je bio podignut u život.
Amen. And the man says, "Here's the woman, king. You can ask her yourself."
I čovjek kaže, evo te žene kralju, možete pitati i sam, sami.
And she tells the king the whole story.
I onda on kaže kralju celu tu priču.
And the king says he appoints an officer unto her.
I onda kralj određuje jednog službenika njoj.
Saying to the officer.
I govori sad službeniku.
Restore all.
Vratio je sve.
That was hers.
Što je njoj pripadalo.
Amen. Now she comes to cry.
She comes to?
To cry.
Aha, ona dolazi da sa plačom, sa povikom.
The king hears the cry.
I kralj čuje kako ona vapi.
Then he appoints an officer.
A onda on određuje jednog službenika.
Now the officer is the Holy Spirit.
A službenik je Sveti Duh.
The Holy Spirit is appointed.
A Sveti Duh je određen.
Our prophet says the Holy Spirit is appointed to restore unto you.
A prorok je rekao, naš prorok, da je Sveti Duh određen da obnovi nama naše stvari.
He says restore all that was hers.
I rekao je obnovi ili vratio je sve što je pripadalo njoj.
All the fruits of the field.
Sav rod sa zemlje.
Since the day she left the land.
Od dana do kad je napustila zemlju.
Even until now.
Sve do ovog trenutka.
Amen. Therefore I believe the bride.
Tako ja vjerujem da nevesta.
Everything will be restored unto her from the first church age right to the last church age.
Dakle, vjerujem da će nevesti biti obnovljeno sve što je imala od prvog do zadnjeg crkvenog doba.
Everything that the devil has robbed from her, God will restore unto her everything.
Sve što je đavo njoj oteo, Bog će njoj sve obnoviti.
Amen. So what has Satan robbed of you?
Dakle, šta vam je to Sotona ukrao, oteo?
Maybe he robbed your joy.
Možda vam je oteo radost.
The joy of your salvation.
Radost vašeg spasenja.
Maybe he robbed your peace.
Možda vam je oteo mir.
Maybe he robbed something precious to you.
Možda vam je oteo nešto što je vama dragoceno.
Amen. God is there.
Ali Bog je tamo.
The Holy Spirit is here.
Sveti Duh je ovdje.
All that we need to do is to ask.
Sve što trebamo je da tražimo.
Say, Lord, it is mine.
Da moramo reći, Gospode, ovo je
you
moje.
You said in your word you've given it to me.
Ti si rekao u svojoj reči da ti meni to daješ.
I ask that your spirit will restore it unto me.
I ja se molim da tvoj duh ovo obnovi meni, vrati meni.
And God will do it exactly.
A Bog će tačno tako i uraditi.
But it's because we accept the conditions.
Ali zbog toga što mi prihvatamo ta stanja.
So it's time time that we stand up and say no, I'm not accepting any lie of the devil anymore.
Vreme je da stanete na noge i da kažete ne, ja više ne prihvatam nikakvu laž od đavola.
Amen. It is an attitude.
To je odnos prema tome.
We too easily accept the conditions.
Mi često olako prihvatamo ta stanja.
Amen. We should live like sons and daughters of God.
Mi bi trebali živeti kao sinovi i kćeri Božije.
And take your own conditions and examine them.
Da uzmete u razmatranje ta vaša stanja.
And lift it before God.
I da ih uzdignete pred Boga.
Amen. Remember, he is the high priest of your.
Upamtite, on je prvosveštenik vašeg.
Of your.
Vašeg.
Confession.
Ispovedanja.
So imagine if I confess, oh, I'm not gonna make it.
Zamislite da ja ispovedam, oh, nikad neću uspjeti.
Oh, this is too heavy.
Oh, ovo je preteško.
Oh, the message is not for me.
Oh, ova poruka nije za mene.
What are you confessing?
Šta vi to ispovedate?
You're confessing your own downfall.
Vi ispovedate svoje vlastite sumnje.
You are creating your own problem.
Vi stvarate sebi vlastite probleme.
But if you take the word and you say I am more than able through Jesus Christ my Lord.
Ali ako uzmete reč i kažete ja sam više nego sposoban kroz Isusa Hrista moga Gospoda.
This problem I can bear because he said he will not give me anything that I cannot bear.
Ja ovaj problem mogu nositi jer on je rekao da ne postoji veći problem od onoga koji ja mogu nositi.
What are you doing now? Now you are confessing.
Šta sad radite? Ispovedate.
You're not confessing a lie, you are confessing the word of God.
Vi ne ispovedate laž, već ispovedate reč Božiju.
And now he becomes the high priest of your confession.
I sada on postaje vaš prvosveštenik vašeg ispovedanja.
Amen. You then become what he says you are.
Onda vi postajete ono što on kaže da vi jeste.
So we have to understand who we are, what is our position.
Tako mi moramo razumeti ko mi jesmo i šta je naša pozicija.
You are more than able through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Više nego si sposoban kroz Isusa Hrista našeg Gospoda.
Remember how is the bride going out here?
Setite se kako će nevesta otići odavde.
She's going victorious.
Ona će odavde otići kao
She's
pobednica.
Going with every enemy under her feet.
Ona će otići odavde sa svakim neprijateljem pod svojim nogama.
There is nothing gonna stand against her.
Ne postoji ništa što će opstati pred nama.
Nothing.
Ništa.
Amen.
Amen.
You can never, you know, the power that God has given this church is to be able to change this body.
Znate, sila koju je Bog dao ovoj crkvi je sposobnost da promeni svoje telo.
Amen. Nothing can change that word, that mind of God.
Ništa ne može izmeniti Božji um.
And the one thing that God wants us to do is to believe.
A ono što Bog želi da mi radimo je da verujemo.
Amen. The one thing God wants us to accept his word.
Ono što Bog želi je da mi prihvatimo njegovu reč.
So if you were then created to rule,
dakle ako ste stvoreni da vladate,
and to control,
i da držite stvari pod kontrolom,
to live for God,
i da živite za Boga,
and to worship God,
i da proslavljate Boga,
who's gonna fulfill those things?
Ko će ispuniti te stvari?
You are gonna fulfill.
A vi ćete ih ispuniti.
Nobody else is going to fulfill them for you.
Niko drugi to ne može umjesto vas.
God's not going to send an angel from heaven and take your place.
Bog neće poslati anđela s neba da stane na vaše mjesto.
You yourself is going to stand up and say, Lord, here I am, I'm taking my position.
Već vi sami morate stati na noge i reći, evo me, i stati na svoje mjesto.
I trust you, Lord, I don't have the ability, but you've placed something inside of me to be able to take control of situations.
Ja nemam te sposobnosti, ali ti verujem da ima nešto u meni što je u stanju da ovlada tim stvarima.
Amen. But it's because we don't understand the mind of God.
Ali to je samo zato što mi ne razumemo Božji um.
We want to think God thinks like I think.
Mi mislimo, Bog misli kao što ja mislim.
God does not think like you think.
Aha, ne, Bog ne misli kako ti misliš.
Not in a million years.
Ni u milionima godina.
God does not think like I think.
Bog uopšte ne misli ni kao što ja
not
mislim.
Not in 2 million years.
Ni za 2 miliona godina.
He says, my ways is far above your ways.
Rekao je, moji putevi su daleko
Therefore
od vaših puteva.
Therefore he says, you must get the mind of Christ.
A onda kaže da vi morate uzeti um Hristov.
It changes your thinking.
Jer on će izmeniti vaš način mišljenja.
Amen, a brother comes to church.
Jedan brat koji dolazi u crkvu.
Says, brother Branham, I've got a big problem.
Rekao je, brate Branham, imam veliki problem.
When I come to church,
kada dolazim u crkvu,
my wife is swearing me.
Moja žena me napada.
You know that story.
Da li znate tu priču?
He says, she swears me.
Ona me proklinje.
He says, and when I get home,
kaže, kada dođem kući,
I grab her.
Ja je ovako uhvatim.
And I rebuke the devil.
I ja onda ukoravam đavola.
Say, devil, come out of my wife, in Jesus' name.
Đavole, izađi iz moje žene u ime Isusa.
Is that true?
Da li je to istina?
Prophet says, no, brother, no, 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 whoa.
Prorok kaže, ne, stani,
no,
brate, ne.
You're going the wrong way.
Hey, ideš pogrešnim putem.
That's not the way to cast out the devil out of your wife.
To nije način kako ćeš izbaciti đavola iz svoje žene.
He says, so what must I? He says, when you go home tonight.
On kaže, vidi, kad odeš kući večeras.
Stop there by the store.
What?
Stop there by the shop.
Stani negde kod neke prodavnice.
There by Spar. You know Spar?
Spar.
Yeah, I saw it's a Spar shop here.
Aha. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Spar.
I'm not from here.
You're not from here.
No.
Me too.
Dobro, kad ideš kući, treba da staneš pored neke prodavnice ili Spara.
So, he says, then you go into the shop.
Dakle, ako odeš u prodavnicu,
you buy some chocolates or sweets.
Kupio je neki slatkiš, neku čokoladu.
Is that true?
Je li istina da je bilo tako?
Then you go home.
A onda dođeš kući.
Now she's waiting for you at the door.
A ona te čeka na vratima.
She had 2-3 hours, she's worked herself up now good.
Ona je imala 2-3 sata da se dobro naoštri.
She's expecting a good fight now.
I ona sad očekuje dobru svađu.
Amen. It says when you open the door.
I on kaže kad budeš otvorio
the
vrata.
First thing you do, you give her the sweets.
Prva stvar koju uradiš je da joj daš poklon, jel?
And then you put your arms around her and you say you love her.
A onda zagrli je, reci da je voliš.
It says that's the way you drive that evil spirit away.
Rekao je, tako ćeš ti oterati tog zlog duha sa nje.
Now who will do that? It is not our thinking.
Dakle, to nije po našem načinu razmišljanja.
Therefore we have to have the mind of God.
Radi toga moramo imati Božji um.
To control is to have the mind of God.
Da bi kontrolisali to sa Božjim umom.
So how do we control?
Dakle, kako ćemo kontrolisati stvari?
The prophet says, I come home one day.
Prorok je rekao, jednog dana sam došao kući.
My wife is crying.
A žena je plakala.
The children are fighting.
A deca su se svađala.
Amen, it's chaos.
Bio je haos u kući.
Now sometimes we'll walk in there, we'll start to rebuke them.
Ponekad mi dođemo i odmah počnemo sve da grdimo.
Amen, you start to beat the children.
Počete tući decu.
And everything under control in that way.
I sada ste sve uzeli pod
That's
kontrolu na taj
control.
Način. I to je način kako mi dolazimo pod kontrolu.
And then you feel, my, I've taken charge of the situation.
I onda kažete, sad sam baš uzeo sve pod svoje.
But not the prophet.
Ali ne i prorok.
He says, what I did.
Rekuješ, evo šta sam uradio.
I put on the apron.
Uzeo sam kecelju.
And I went to the washing the dishes.
I otišao sam da perem sudove.
My wife standing here, she's crying.
A žena je bila tamo i plakala.
And he starts to wash the dishes.
I počeo da pere sudove.
Now that is a prophet.
Vidite, ovo je sad prorok.
A vindicated man.
Potvrđeni čovjek.
A chosen man.
Izabrani čovjek.
Showing us how to take control.
Pokazujući nama kako mi možemo uzeti kontrolu.
In the pulpit he can say, I take now every spirit under control here.
Što se tiče iza propovedaonice, on kaže, ja uzimam pod kontrolu svaki duh ovde.
But at home he does the same control, but he uses the wisdom of God.
Ali kod kuće on uzima isto takvu kontrolu, ali kroz Božju mudrost.
And he washes the dishes, he says, in my mind, I'm creating an atmosphere, I'm just saying, Lord, please calm my wife down. And he's bringing that atmosphere.
I dok je prao sudove, on je tako razmišljao i stvarao jednu atmosferu i pomislio je, Bože, molim te, siđi doli i umiri moju suprugu.
Amen. And what happens, he says, and I start to talk to my wife.
I šta se desilo, kaže, počeo sam da pričam sa suprugom.
And I said, you know what, honey.
I rekao je, znaš, dušo.
When we were in the shops the other day, I saw love, you saw that nice dress.
Znaš, kad smo prolazili pored prodavnice, vidjela si tu lepu haljinu.
When we finish here, we're going to go and buy that dress.
Kada ovdje sad završimo stvari, otićemo da kupimo tu stvar.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, and as we're talking, and as I'm washing dishes, as I'm praying.
I kaže, dok smo pričali, dok sam prao sudove, dok sam se molio.
The children start to stop the fighting.
Deca su polako prestala da se svađaju.
Amen. A peace come into the house.
Jedan mir je počeo da se vraća u kuću.
He says, and the problem solved.
I kaže, problem je bio rešen.
You are a creator.
Zato što ste vi jedan stvoritelj.
You are born to control.
Vi ste rođeni da bi kontrolisali stvari.
But we have to understand how.
Ali moramo shvatiti na koji
we
način.
We have to pray for wisdom.
Vi se morate moliti za mudrost.
We have to walk carefully this walk.
Moramo pažljivo hodati ovim životom.
There's a way to do it.
Jer postoji način kako to treba uraditi.
Amen. and we can break every cycle of Satan.
I mi možemo slomiti svaki sotonski krug ili svaku stvar koju ima.
Amen. Doesn't matter. Sometimes Satan lies about you.
Nije bitno, nekad Sotona laže što se vas tiče.
He spreads an evil lie about you.
Raširi neku laž što se o vas tiče.
Stories.
Razne priče smisli.
Remember Satan, that's Satan's job.
Upamtite da je to njegov posao.
We shouldn't believe every story you hear.
Mi ne bi trebali poverovati u svaku priču tek tako.
You shouldn't just accept everything as the truth.
Vi ne smete prihvatiti svaku rečenu stvar kao istinu.
I mean, you should understand there's an enemy to the bride.
Jer morate razumeti da postoji jedan neprijatelj neveste.
And God expects of us to live a certain way.
I Bog očekuje od nas da živimo jedan određeni način života.
Amen. So the question I have as we start to close.
Tako da imam pitanje kako privodimo službu kraju.
Do you understand your position?
Da li vi shvatate svoju ulogu, svoje mesto?
Do you understand what God expects of you?
Da li vi razumete šta je to što Bog očekuje od vas?
Do you understand why you are here?
Da li razumete zbog čega ste ovde?
It is a principle.
To je jedan princip.
When Jesus came, he understood his position.
Kada je Isus došao, on je razumeo svoju ulogu.
He had no question who he was.
On uopšte nije imao pitanje oko toga ko je bio.
John the Baptist understood his position.
I Jovan Krstitelj je razumeo svoju ulogu.
And he was sure this is his calling.
I bio je siguran da je to bio njegov poziv.
And the success came by finding that position.
A uspeh je došao time što je osoba našla svoju ulogu, svoje mesto.
Because that's where God can use you.
Jel tada Bog može da vas koristi?
Amen. That's where God can bless you.
Tada vas Bog može blagosloviti.
Amen. So we have to carefully.
Tako moramo veoma pažljivo.
If I can ask you another question.
Ako bi vam postavio još jedno pitanje.
How does God want you to worship him?
Kako Bog želi da vi njega slavite?
Think about it.
Razmislite o tome.
What does it mean when God says I want believers?
Zar ne kaže Bog da on želi vernike?
To worship in spirit and truth.
Da ga vernik slavi u duhu istine.
What does that mean?
A šta to znači?
Many of believers don't know.
Mnogi vernici čak to ne znaju.
And how are you going to worship God if you don't know how to worship him?
Pa kako ćeš proslavljati Boga ako ne znaš kako
da ga slaviš?
Does he want
you to crawl on the floor like some religions, cut yourself?
Da li treba tu da se baciš na pod kao neke religije ili da se
how,
sečeš.
How do you really worship God?
Stvarno kako uistinu možeš poslavljati Boga?
That he can receive your worship.
U duhu i istini da on može prihvatiti tvoje
slavljenje. Remember, God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Jer upamtite, Bog se ne može promeniti. On je isti juče, danas i zauvek.
The way they worshiped him in the beginning, that's the way he still wants to be worshiped.
Onako kako su ga slavili u početku, on i dalje tako želi da ga tako ljudi slave.
In spirit and truth.
U duhu i u istini.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's an important question.
I to je veoma bitno pitanje.
How does God want me to worship him?
Kako Bog želi da ja njega proslavljam?
It is something every one of us should ask.
To je nešto što bi svaki od nas trebalo da postavi to pitanje.
Because it's one of the crucial facts of being a Christian.
Zato što je to jedna od najbitnijih činjenica toga kako da budete hrišćanin.
Is worship.
A to je proslavljanje.
What makes God God?
Šta Boga čini da bude Bog?
Worship.
Proslavljanje.
That's what makes him God.
To njega čini Bogom.
In the beginning,
u početku,
he was there, he was alone.
On je bio tamo sam.
There was nobody to worship him.
Nije bilo nikoga ko bi ga proslavljao.
That's why what's happening in heaven.
Zbog toga to što se desilo u nebu.
There's a constant worship.
To je bilo jedno neprekidno proslavljanje.
And now God says the Father is seeking.
What?
The Father is seeking, looking.
Aha, sada Bog kaže da ono što Otac traži je.
The Father is seeking.
Ono što on traži.
People that worship in spirit and truth.
Ljude koji će ga slaviti u duhu i u istini.
Amen.
Amen.
And I think it's important.
Ja mislim da je to veoma važno.
That we ask a honest question to ourselves.
Da mi postavimo sebi samima jedno iskreno pitanje.
What is worship?
Šta je proslavljanje?
Because everybody's got his own idea.
Jer svako ima svoju vlastitu ideju.
For some, it is to stay quiet.
Za nekoga to je da ostane tih, miran.
For others, it's thank you, Lord, amen, hallelujah.
Za druge je ovako.
Amen.
Amen.
So who's right and who's wrong?
Dakle, ko je u pravu, ko greši.
You see, if you think of your mind,
vidite, ako mislite svojim
umom,
never
understand God's ways.
Nećete nikad moći shvatiti Božje puteve.
But there's a way given.
Ali postoji ovdje jedan put koji je dan.
And that is what we must find. We must find the will of God.
I to je ono što mi moramo naći. Moramo naći Božju volju.
Because then it doesn't matter what I think or what you think.
Jer nije bitno što ja mislim ili što vi mislite.
Then the reality is this is what God wants from me.
Ali realnost je ono što ovdje Bog želi od mene.
Because remember, all of us come from traditions.
Jer upamtite da svi mi dolazimo iz neke tradicije.
Every one of us has got a tradition that we are born into.
Svako od nas ima određenu tradiciju u kojoj smo se rodili.
Amen. And God wants us to lay aside all those things and focus and find a true perfect worship.
A Bog želi da odložimo sve te stvari i da nađemo pravo istinsko proslavljanje.
Amen. And it's a principle.
I to je jedan princip.
And therefore God is not a respecter of persons.
I zato Bog ne gleda ko je ko.
But as we get extremes.
Ali mi postajemo nekad, odlazimo u ekstreme.
Africa is a country of extremes.
Afrika je recimo zemlja ekstrema.
You get everything.
Imate tamo svega.
Everything. The other day there was a pastor.
Bio je tamo jedan pastor.
And he took the Bible, he says.
I on je uzeo Bibliju, rekao je.
It says whatever you ask in my name that I will give you.
Sve što budete tražili u moje ime, ja ću vam to dati.
And you'll do what I have done.
I činit ćete ono što sam ja činio.
So he take all these people to the lake.
I on je odveo sve svoje ljude na jezero.
He gets in a boat.
I uveo ih je u čamac.
And he rows, they take him there where it's nice and deep.
I odveo ih je tamo gdje je duboka voda.
And he says, I'm going to walk on water because the Bible cannot fail.
I rekao je, evo sad ću ja da hodam po vodi zato što Biblija ne može nikad izneveriti.
And he gets out of the boat.
I izašao iz čamca.
What happens?
Šta se desilo?
Down he goes.
Whoop, potonuo je.
And he's gone.
He
drowned, he's dead.
Udavio se.
But he took the word, he misplaced it.
Ali šta je uradio? Uzeo riječ
i pogrešno
je to položio i to je tako izložio da po svom vlastitom umu.
Amen. Therefore you must find your place.
Tako da vi morate naći u stvari svoje mjesto.
You cannot live on Noah's message today.
Vi ne možete živjeti danas po Noevoj poruci.
You cannot live on Moses's message today.
Ne možete živjeti niti po Mojsijevoj poruci.
You must live under that eagle age.
Morate živjeti pod tim orlovskim
under
dobom.
The message of this day.
Pod porukom ovoga dana.
Which was brought by a vindicated prophet.
Koja je bila predana kroz potvrđenog proroka.
And that gave us the mind of God.
I to je ono što nama daje Božji um.
Amen. And therefore that gave us the answer.
I zato to je ono što nama daje odgovore.
What does it mean to worship?
Šta znači proslavljati?
In spirit and truth.
U duhu i u istini.
And by God's grace we'll carry on tomorrow night.
I po Božjoj milosti nastavit ćemo sutra uveče.
But I want you to leave this building tonight with that thought and on your heart to say what does it mean?
Ali želim da večeras napustite ovu zgradu sa jednom mišlju, šta je to što znači?
To worship in spirit and truth.
Da ga proslavljam u duhu i u istini.
And not, I'm not talking about your own ideas.
Ne pričam sada šta vi mislite.
Because in some churches if you make a lot of noise, it is out.
Jel u nekim crkvama ako pravite, podižete veliku galamu, onda ste napolje.
And it's the other way this way and it's the other way, that's not what I'm talking
ali
about.
Neki to rade ovako, neki rade onako, ali ja ne govorim uopšte o tome.
I'm talking about you as an individual.
Ja govorim o vama kao pojedincu.
Remember it's an individual affair.
Upamtite da je to jedan lični odnos.
The Father is seeking.
Otac traži.
Those that can worship in spirit.
One koje ga slave.
And truth.
U duhu i u istini.
That's the way God wants us to worship.
To je kako Bog želi da mi njega proslavljamo.
So remember why are you here?
I upamtite zašto ste tu?
You are here to control.
Vi ste ovdje da bi imali kontrolu.
To create.
Da bi stvarali.
Where did we see that?
Gdje smo to vidjeli?
Amen. To control and to create.
Da kontrolišemo i da stvaramo.
Prophet says one day they were hunting.
Prorok je rekao jednom dok su bili u lovu.
And they're on the mountain.
I bili su gore na planini.
And there's a big storm coming in.
I došla je ta silna oluja.
And he says, if the storm comes, run for the camp.
I rekao je, kako je vidio da dolazi oluja, da beže dole u kamp.
And as the storm comes in, he himself runs for the camp.
I kako je dolazila oluja, on je sam bežao dole u kamp.
He says, and some way down, God comes to him and says, I want you to turn around and go back into the storm.
Ali kaže onda negdje na putu prema dole došao, pojavio se Bog i rekao, želim da se vratiš sad nazad, prema oluji.
The comfort zone is back in the camp.
Vidite, ta zona sigurnosti se nalazila dole u kampu.
But God turned him around and says, I want you to go back into that storm.
Ali Bog ga je okrenuo 180 stepeni i rekao, želim da se vratiš nazad u oluju.
And as he comes back,
i kako se vraćao nazad,
God said to him, speak to the storm.
Bog mu je rekao, sada govori toj oluji.
And he says, go back to where you come from, sunshine for 3 days.
I rekao je, vrati se odakle si došla i neka sunce sija 3 dana.
And he says, when I spoke, the clouds start to roll away.
I kaže, kako sam to izgovorio, oblaci su počeli da se povlače.
Says, the sun came out.
I sunce je izašlo.
Amen. And what happened next?
A šta se desilo sljedeće?
He says, all those beautiful things that comes about.
Kaže, rekao je, sve te divne stvari koje dolaze nakon toga.
But he says, then God comes to him.
Rekao je, onda je Bog došao njemu.
And said to him, don't you want to walk with me?
I rekao je, zar ne želiš hodati sa mnom?
He says, Lord, that would be a great honor.
Rekao je, Gospode, za mene bi to bila velika čast.
And him and God walking.
I on i Bog su krenuli u hod zajedno.
Amen. A fellowship.
To je bilo u stvari jedno prijateljstvo.
A control.
Koje je došlo kao kontrola.
And everything that comes with that.
I sve što uključuje to.
That's why God gave us a first wave sheaf.
I to je zašto je Bog nama dao to prvo mahanje snopom.
To say where this man has come, we must all come there.
To je ta prvina mahanja i kaže odakle je ovaj čovjek došao i mi moramo doći do tog mesta svi.
But once we understand that we are born for that.
Ali jednom kada spoznamo da smo rođeni za tu stvar,
you don't have to beg for it.
Ne morate kukati za
you
time,
are born to do that.
Već ti si rođen da to uradiš.
You are placed here for that very specific reason.
Ti si ovdje postavljen baš zbog tog razloga.
It is just important that you start to realize this is who I am.
Moraš početi da shvataš da je to ono što ti jesi.
And it's not because I'm good.
A to nije zato što sam dobar.
It is because of the grace of God.
Već to je zbog Božje milosti.
It is by the grace of God that we can stand and understand these things.
To je Božja milost zbog koje mi možemo stojati i shvatati sve ove stvari.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads.
Hajde da se molimo.
Lord, we appreciate thee tonight.
Gospode, mi cenimo svako ovo veče.
That Father, we can ponder and talk about these wonderful things.
Što možemo duboko razmišljati i pričati o ovim predivnim stvarima.
Lord, we want to ask that you will anoint us.
Bože, želimo se moliti da nas ti pomažeš.
That you will touch us, Lord.
Da nas ti dotakneš.
That we will understand our purpose for being here.
Da bi shvatili koja je svrha da budemo ovdje.
That we are your people called for a purpose and a reason.
Da smo mi tvoji ljudi pozvani sa svrhom i sa razlogom.
And that Lord God, you cannot make a mistake.
I Gospode Bože, ti ne možeš pogrešiti.
When the enemy comes like a flood.
I kada neprijatelj dođe kao poplava.
You said, O Father, you'll raise the standard of the word in our lives.
Ti si rekao da ćeš podići standarde reči u našim životima.
And Lord, we know you don't make mistakes.
I Gospode, znamo da ti ne grešiš.
When you chose us, O God, you chose us because of that very reason.
Kada si nas izabrao, ti si nas izabrao baš zbog toga.
May you bless your people, Lord.
Molim te, blagoslovi svoje ljude, Gospode.
May you, O Father God, take them in the palm of thy mighty hand.
I molim te da ih uzmeš u svoje moćne ruke.
And when the enemy comes, O God.
I kada dođe neprijatelj Bože.
May they stand and know, O Father, that there's a God that loves them.
Neka bi oni stojali u saznanju da postoji Bog koji ih voli.
May they understand and know, O Father God, that there's a reason for them being here.
Neka bi oni znali, Bože Oče, da postoji razlog što su oni ovdje.
Father, may you be the after speaker.
What?
May you be the after speaker.
Možeš ti biti govornik nakon ovoga.
And may you help us, O Father God, to find our true purpose.
I možeš li nam pomoći da nađemo svoju pravu svrhu?
May whatever we do, O God, be always glorifying thy precious name.
Neka sve što budemo radili uvek proslavi tvoje sveto ime.
We ask, Father, that you will take us, O God, and make us thy trophies of grace.
Molim se da nas uzmeš i načiniš nas trofejima svoje milosti.
And I pray, Father God, for every need behind every heart tonight.
I molim se, Bože Oče, za svaku potrebu i za svačijeg srca večeras.
I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will bless them with your presence, with your guidance.
Molim se da ih ti blagoslovi sa svojom prisutnošću i svojim vodstvom.
That has lost hope, O God, may you just, O Father God, make their faith to rise up again.
I oni koji su izgubili nadu, neka bi ponovo ustali u veri.
To know God, it's wonderful to be a son and daughter of the living God.
Da znaju da je predivno biti sin ili kćer Božija.
Lord, we appreciate thy love.
Bože, mi cenimo tvoju ljubav.
May you bless your people tonight, Lord.
Molim se da blagosloviš tvoje ljude večeras.
May you bless tomorrow and the day after.
Blagoslovi ih i sutra i nakon toga.
And may your word, O God, change us and mold us into that perfect image.
I neka nas tvoja reč promeni i oblikuje prema tvom savršenom liku.
We ask that you will bless us now, Lord.
Molim se da nas sada blagosloviš, Gospode.
In Jesus Christ's name.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
Amen.
Aleluja. Amen. God bless you.
Bog vas blagoslovio.
Amen. Zapamtite, vi ste stvoreni za tu svrhu. Just remember, you are born, you are created for the purpose. Kao što je ovca stvorena da pravi vunu i njoj ne treba izmišljati, ona jednostavno živi i stvara vunu, tako smo mi stvoreni da budemo sinovi i kćeri Božje. As the sheep is created to bear wool, and she doesn't have to do anything but just bear wool, that's the way we are born and created to be sons and daughters of God. Amen. Ajmo zapjevati ovu pjesmu kao košuta.
Košuta što za vodom žudi, žudim za tobom ja. Samo ti čežnja se za svim ogate. Beslavim ja. Snago moja i zaštito, u tebi duh moj se beslavim ja. Tvoja ljubav i briga pruža mi više od zlata sve. Samo za svimoga tebe slavim ja.
Srce mi. Zadnju pjesmu i onda ću pozvat brata Jurija da dođe. Uzmi srce mi, promijeni ga mi. Uzmi srce mi, neka još jednu mole svih.
Uzmi srce mi, promijeni ga mi. Uzmi srce mi, neka služi ti. Lord, child, I am God's Lord.
Ja volim ovako propovjedanje kako smo slušali večeras i mislim i volim što je tako otvoren ovaj naš kamp i ono što je lijepo čuti da je Bog pokazao da postoje ljudi na kraju vremena koji su ovladali ovom zemljom. Tako, ovim tijelom uz Božju pomoć, griješnim tijelom, u palom stanju. I bit će puno lakše vladat cijelom zemljom kad ne bude Sotone, ako smo mogli ovim tijelom. So just to say, I really enjoyed this service and I like this kind of preaching. And I enjoy this kind of services at the beginning of our camp. And it's encouraging to hear that if we manage to rule this earth, this body, this flesh, it's going to be much easier to rule the whole world when there was not going to be Satan anymore. This flesh is in fallen condition and it's ruled by sons and daughters of God, and then God is going to commit to them the whole earth in a near future. Tako da možda ste malo umorni od puta, neću više dužiti, samo kratko par osnovnih onih informacija. Ja sam stavili smo na vrata tu i na izlazu i tu na stupu u načelu raspored kako smo planirali, pa možete pogledati. Sutra od 8 do 9.30 je doručak i sutra nemamo službu sve do navečer. Znači, slobodno vrijeme je od kad se dignete do 7 sati, u 7 sati će biti zatišje. Doručak će biti od 8 do 9.30, ručak od 13 do 14, večera od 16, od 6 sati, od 18 do 19. I sad onaj najvažniji dio, znači želja nam je da negdje u ponoć svi više manje budemo u krevetima i odmorimo se, a onda imamo cijeli dan za druženje. Tako da pokušavamo se toga pridržavati. A onda onaj sljedeći dan, nakon toga, pogledajte malo, imamo nešto, ćemo imati nekako druženje u jutarnjem dijelu, a neće biti klasična služba, a opet brat Hanes ima na večer klasičnu službu, ali ne bi trebalo prepustiti ni ovaj dio. To je ono malo iznenađenje što sam spomenuo. Tako da, evo, neka vas Bog blagoslovi, mislim da sam rekao sve, ako nisam rekao, tu je na vratima. Ono što treba spomenuti je samo da pola obroka sutra je sa ribom, a pola je sa mesom, pa ako neko baš jako ne voli ribu, neka se požuri da dobije. Evo, Aladin će uzeti njegov dio. Neka vas Gospod sve blagoslovi, možete se pozdraviti i s ovim bi završili ovu službu. Amen.